There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the Info Warrior over at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. And just want to let people know in the second hour, I think this is probably one of the biggest interviews out there. If you're on the forums, if you're checking out the Info Warrior, we've got the Iborg guy, Costa Gramatis, I think is how you pronounce his name. And I am just totally stoked to pick this guy's brain. Apparently, he's up in Canada. He hasn't really had a lot of offers. This was just a project, him and Rob Spence, who is a filmmaker who is actually trying to expose the Big Brother police state with this camera.
I'm going to interrupt you right now.
All right, I was going to you in a second, I promise you.
No, I know I told you that I needed 15 minutes before I came in here, but I just wanted to make sure you announce. Mm-hmm. The special announcement I've got coming up isn't even about the Obama deception.
Oh, it's not? See, we just talked 30 seconds. He got in here 30 seconds
ago. I know you've been up so late every night with your girlfriend after you leave here that you didn't know what went on at the end of the show today.
Mm-hmm. No, I missed it.
Okay, so there's been big new developments. The story's up on Infowars.com right now. It's even far worse than what Kurt wrote. They are listing Ron Paul supporters, Libertarian Party. Ron Paul supporters, Libertarian
Party. Is this the ADL?
Just get ready for this. They're listing Ron Paul supporters, Ron Paul. They're listing Bob Barr. They're listing the Libertarians. They're listing the Constitution Party as terrorists. And this is a secret state police document. And the reason I know it's real, I separately got another redacted one a few months ago. So I have this confirmed from two people in Missouri State Police and California Highway Patrol. This has gone out nationwide as part of the Fusion Centers. It's so big, it's off the charts. I do have an Obama deception thing I want to cover as well. But, I was sitting there at home. I went home and saw my children for about 2 hours, put them in bed. And then I was just going to call in on the show about it. But plus, I wanted to come in for the launch of the Obama deception, which we are doing tonight, folks. But I'm going to come in here after you tell folks about what's coming up later in the show. I just heard you getting into the Iborg, and I know that's important.
I didn't know this story even existed.
No. I actually had the guy set him up for your show.
Yeah.
I mean, I do think it's important.
Mm-hmm.
Because the guy's, well, this is the inventor you got coming on, but the other guy made it in the BBC because he is missing an eye.
Yes.
He has a prosthesis, a prosthetic eye, or an artificial eye, I guess a prosthesis you actually use. And so he's going to put a little surveillance cam in that. And then why would people freak out about that when the government's surveilling us is the whole point. So get into that. In about 15, 20 minutes, I'm going to come in here with a detailed report for everybody. This is extremely, extremely serious. In fact, I mean, used to, I'd say this is the top story of the year. And then about a month ago when they introduced the FEMA camp bill, they already built the camps. It was what the bill admitted about how preachers will be running it. And
clergy response teams.
They're going to have emergency medical centers there, and you're going to want to live at the camp. That's how they're going to introduce it.
Yeah.
That was off the charts big. Then this latest story about how they mixed the live bird flu in with the vaccines so it could go airborne, but luckily got stopped. That was the next thing off the chart. And this new thing is off the chart. I mean, it's getting to where every few days it's off the chart. And so go ahead and cover what you're doing here. And I shall return.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Jones. Yo, bring that back up for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, because I didn't even know about this story. I had seen earlier that they had listed Joe Bannister on the ADL watch list. I believe Ted Gunderson was another person that they put on this new watch list. But it looks like they're going all the way, folks. I mean, Ron Paul's in Congress. Hey, he's a congressman. How is he a terrorist? He's the one guy that predicted the financial collapse, and now they're going to demonize him for it? This is big. We need to print that off so I can scan it over the next break. We're going to do a news blitz in the next segment. Then we're going to start taking your calls for the next hour. Alex Jones, obviously, will be here 15 minutes to really cover this story as well. We got Iborg coming up at 10. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
Folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and let's just go through this story quickly before Alex gets in here. We're printing out the actual documents so we can throw those up on screen as well. Alex Jones has received a secret report distributed by the Missouri Information Analysis Center entitled The Modern Militia Movement and dated February 20th, 2009. A footer on the document indicates it is unclassified but law enforcement sensitive. In other words, not for public consumption. A copy of the report was sent to Jones by an anonymous Missouri police officer. Thank you, good cops out there. I know that I had a cop caller that wanted to get on and say you're not all bad. I know you're not all bad. I really do. Listen, I know the majority of you go into law enforcement, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, with the best of intentions. And some of you stay that way. It's unfortunate that power corrupts and absolute power just corrupts absolutely. It's not just a saying, it's a reality. Click on the above thumbnails to see larger images. The MIAC report specifically describes supporters of presidential candidates Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, and Bob Barr. All three have been interviewed on the Alex Jones program, obviously. as militia-influenced terrorists and instructs the Missouri police to be on the lookout for supporters displaying bumper stickers and paraphernalia associated with the Constitutional Campaign for Liberty and Libertarian parties. See, they are really just trying to demonize the Constitution and Bill of Rights and the idea of freedom and sovereignty. This is unbelievable. Man, I'm blown away. MIAC provides a public safety partnership consisting of local, state, and federal agencies. It's the trifecta, folks. As well as the public sector and private entities that will collect, evaluate, analyze, and disseminate information and intelligence to the agencies tasked with homeland security responsibility in a timely, effective, and secure manner. So this is it, the big old bureaucracy. This is it. This is unbelievable. See, this is what I've been saying Homeland Security is. It is the integration of the public and private sectors into the military, into the national security apparatus. And we covered it yesterday. I don't know if it's still here, but I believe, yeah, there it is right there. It says, you know what? In times like this, in rough times, government jobs have a greater appeal. So they're launching these programs now. And as people lose their jobs, they're going to be recruiting them for these new programs. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Oh, man. It's out of control. Just totally and completely out of control. Let's see. Political paraphernalia. Militia members most commonly associate with third-party political groups. It is not uncommon for militia members to display Constitutional Party, Campaign for Liberty, Campaign for Liberty, something we promote heavily on the show, by the way. Campaign for Liberty is great. You know, this is trying to bring the people back into the government. Remember, for and by the people. We actually have a say in what's going on. Imagine that. We had a say again, huh? Looking out for the people's best interest. It's not what they want. This is unreal. These members are usually supporters of former presidential candidate Ron Paul right off the bat. So you can't even have a Ron Paul 08 bumper sticker. All of a sudden you're a terrorist or you're part of some subversive group. This is outrageous. Chuck Baldwin, also a presidential candidate, and Bob Barr. Bob Barr, I mean, I'm not even that in love with Bob Barr. You know, I mean, honestly, Bob Barr, that's soft. You know, I mean, oh, yeah. Who's just asking me if how I could not be? I mean, they are dreamy glasses and eyes. And he did have that 1 second in Borat where he supposedly eats the cheese, if you know what I'm saying. But Bob Barr is about, you know, as hard as a tomato when I throw it up against the wall. You know what I'm saying? He's pretty soft, all right? He's pretty soft. Anti-government propaganda. Militia members commonly display picture cartoons, bumper stickers that contain anti-government rhetoric. Here it is, guys. Here it is. Remember, the New World Order doesn't exist. But this is unbelievable. Guys, wow. Most of the material will depict the FRS, IRS, FBI, ATF, CIA, UN. You can't speak out against the UN? An international organization set out to kill and control us? Really? I'm not allowed to say no? This is unreal. Law enforcement. This is if you guys want to see, just check it out. It's on this page right here. If you can zoom in on this, it's on the top of the, here we go, right there. It's right on the top, okay? Listen, this is where it gets crazy. And the New World Order in a derogatory manner. So guess what? They're admitting it's here. The New World, they can't not admit the New World Order is real. Man, this makes me want to do my movie so much more. You have no idea. Oh my God. So now the New World Order is real, but you can't speak out against it. It hasn't even really come into total fruition yet, and you can't say it's a bad thing. I can get pulled over now for having this on my bumper. Oh, now, and then they gotta throw in the race card. Additionally, racial, anti-immigration, and anti-abortion. You can't even be pro-life in this country? This is off the charts. Wow. And then they show the don't tread on me symbol. Okay? They show, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 separate American flags that are that are as mainline as it gets, folks. When I say mainline, you wouldn't know this is somebody who's a quote-unquote Ron Paul supporter if you saw this on their car. These four flags, you have no. And then there's the upside-down flag. Oh, no. Don't have the upside-down U.S. flag. It only means that the country is in distress. I rock an upside-down flag on a lot of my Yankees hats. Deal with it. What am I going to get beaten now? There it is. All right, the don't tread on me for the PrisonPlanet.tv supporters. I'm not, the second one is some kind of militia symbol, but, you know, again, Second Amendment specifically speaks about militias, well-organized ones, and how they're part of our constitutional rights. Then there is the another militia patch on the right-hand side, but scroll down. This is what I want people to see. Can we scroll down? There we go. Look, you're telling me if I have a sovereign citizen U.S. flag, or how about a regular one? Look at that. No dice. Scroll down again. Scroll down a little bit more, guys. Oh, you can't get... I think you can get down, right? Right? Isn't there more? There's three more flags. There we go. Now, the two on the right, what do you mean? Those are terrorist symbols? This is outstandingly insane. And then you can't have the nation in distress symbol when the nation is in distress. We're in two separate, you know, illegal occupations in the Middle East. They're blowing out the economy, and I can't rock an upside-down flag. But forget about an upside-down one. How about four variations of the American flag automatically make you a terrorist? And this is just unreal again. It says, the New World Order in a derogatory manner. So now they're admitting the New World Order's here, but you're not allowed to speak out against it. Or you're a terrorist. This is just, I can't even believe it. Wow. I mean, you're blowing my mind here, Jones. This is just, this is off the charts. Off the charts. And you know what? When I read the article, remember, they're using Homeland Security to really amalgamate the public and private sectors. In other words, the public sector, they want, you know, your neighbors to rat on you. And then the private sectors, they want all the corporations to run your data and basically create these databases on you so they know your every move. And that'll work very well with their new license plate scanners.
That'll remember, 5 years ago, there was a headline in USA Today titled Scofflaws Get Caught Ordering Pizzas. And a scofflaw means somebody that gets around like petty laws, like traffic tickets and things. And it said that the major big three pizza companies, and it was unnamed, USA Today, but they talked to their directors and without their names. All secret. It's fun, you know, to be secret. The media likes being in the
very
secret.
Very James Bond.
Well, USA Today is where they announce things to the slaves, always put it in a good light. Oh, taking chips is good. Oh, world government's good. Oh, the Supreme Court follows, you know, the international court's orders now. It's the highest court. On and on and on. And they said in there that when you order a pizza, they know you end up giving your real name and real credit card or real and your real address. And at first, and they get paid for this, 20% of the fines, everybody gets run through a criminal database. So the pizza doesn't come, the police come. So, again, all guilty until proven innocent. And then you have the threat fusion centers. This is federal. This is just out of Missouri, but I happen to have it.
Well, they admit it's federal right here.
I'm not going to show this on air. I happen to have it from the California State Police, too. Oh, I have it right here. So, see, I've been getting this from multiple sources, and I've seen, here's an actual copy of the document. The one that was sent us, the, you know, scans are up on the web. I've seen every version of this, including the Texas one, and shown this before on air. It's just now it's gotten 10 times more egregious and out in the open attacking patriots and Ron Paul and even Bob Barr. Give me a break.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Pretty establishment. So when we get back, I'm going to break this down for people. But this is a huge deal. But it says this is for law enforcement sensitive, for law enforcement only. And it says in the back that any, you know, police will get in trouble if this gets out, because this is black propaganda. You know, white propaganda, any information that's political is truly classified as propaganda, whether it's true or not. True propaganda is called white propaganda. Black propaganda is lies and demonization. This is the blackest propaganda in the propaganda book you can have. America, freedom to fascism, evil. Zeitgeist, the one that I'm in, evil, terrorist. And they put it right next to the Turner Diaries. And they've got Ron Paul in here. But the biggest thing is, yeah, they say, if you talk about North American Union, the police, this is a terrorist. Then, you know, for all these years, they said it didn't exist. Now it exists. But if you're against it, you're anti-American. And you better not have the don't tread on me flag either.
Unreal. We'll be back after this.
In the new world's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you experience sudden bouts of joint discomfort, swelling, and redness, especially in your ankle or toe, you are not alone. Millions of Americans experience joint discomfort caused specifically by a buildup of crystallized uric acid in the joints. This can hinder your daily activities like walking and sleeping, and can keep you from enjoying your life until you try Uricinex. Uricinex is formulated to supplement the uric acid balancing nutrients you may not find in your everyday diet. As part of a healthy lifestyle, Uricinex helps relieve bouts of joint irritation while promoting your healthy joint comfort and control. No negative side effects, just lasting relief. For the past 4 years, Uricinex has helped people just like you from all over the world, with millions shipped to date. Call 1-888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 1-888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That website is the number 4FITLEGS.com. And remember, ask how you can get Uricinex for free today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for?
Folks, I am beside myself right now. This is the first time I'm looking over this document, and it is just, it's off the charts. Off the charts.
Well,
Alex,
that's why I came up here.
Yeah.
Let me just go through this step by step for folks, and then I'll get into the Obama deception announcement, and then I'll let you get back to your important show and take calls and have your guest on. Again, this is a real federally written document. All 50 states have been given it. Every police department gets it. The state police get it. This is has the seal of the governor, the seal of state police, Jeremiah W. Nixon, Governor John M. Britt, Director of DPS, James F. Keith Lee, Colonel MSHP, Van Godsley, Director MIAC. Okay. Now, here's what one state police officer who has one of these from California said. It's all the same. We have put the Missouri one on the web. Thought you might want to take a look at this piece of garbage floating around police departments. Check out the next to the last page. I guess I'm part of a militia movement since I support Ron Paul, John. And that's the state police officer from California. And it says, P.S., here's $22. Like, that's how much coffee cost. Please buy Alex a cup of coffee for me. And this was mailed by him on 3/5/09, so last week, from California. Okay. Now, again, I have stacks of these. It's just they're not normally this out of control. It just says gun owners are bad and patriots are bad. And then it'll say they believe in an imaginary new world order where they will collapse the economy. I mean, I ought to go through all my files. We've scanned a lot of them on the web. Or other people should write articles about this out there. Where they always say that these crazies think that international banks will collapse the world economy and set up a bank of the world and that we will have to pay carbon taxes. I mean, that's in, and now it's all CBS News, NBC, they're doing it. This one, as you were just freaking out during the break, says, okay, well, since Northcom's putting troops on the streets and since they've built some FEMA facilities, now the patriots are really freaking out. And it goes on and it says there's no such thing as a North American Union. And they use an NAU map put out by the SBP, by the federal government. And they just go through everything in here and then they mix in between it. You know, they don't want foreign banks ruling them. And then they'll next say white supremacists, Jews, 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 Jews. And it's guilt by association. They're also demonizing militias here. Where militias are white supremacists, when that's part of the Constitution Bill of Rights, they just did setups in the 90s to demonize.
They're bringing back their Black Ops OKC operation as an excuse. I mean, they're the guys that carried out that bombing.
This is Project Megiddo, everything, and they're saying, yeah, these guys think OKC was a government thing in the 9/11 Truth Movement. And remember that Glenn Beck a year ago said Ron Paul needs to have the military used against his supporters. That's a quote. He said these are dangerous enemies of the country, and the military and policing to go after him. Now, he got his butt kicked in the media for that, so now he grovels and puts out his disinfo. But the point is, this is a talking point, and it's up on Infowars.com right now. Curtin did a great story. Coming up tomorrow, Paul Watson's going to even have a more detailed one. But this is freaking the police out because they turn on the news, and here it's a new world order with a new bank of the world that will pay carbon taxes to, and then they're getting manuals saying, well, well, there is a new world order, but now they don't like it, and so they're terrorists. But all the years they told the cops it doesn't exist, stand down, everything's fine, everything's fine. And then, oh, these crazies think they're going to put troops on the streets. These crazies think they're going to, and now it's all happening. And they're going, okay, it is happening, but they're still crazy not to like it.
Well, how about the fact that Ron Paul got the most military money out of anybody, and he's the bad guy? Folks, that's our military, okay? That's not a militia. Those are people that we give guns to fight wars overseas.
Well, I mean, the people, 18 to 49, I mean, are the militia. And the fact that they've demonized the image of citizens owning guns. I mean, I've got multiple news articles where the police are saying, and city council people like in Tulsa, Oklahoma, are saying, we can't trust citizens to have gardens. They need to be inspected. They could be growing weed. See, we're all prisoners. We're all guilty until proven innocent. And then I'm sure you know that at the shooting in Alabama, they called out regular army and I had the colonel on the day.
Yes, 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 yes. I heard some of that interview.
It just gets crazier and crazier and crazier. And then I read other mainstream articles where suddenly all these cities have liaison regular army in the department.
Yeah. Well, you called it, Alex. And, you know, in the Obama deception, it goes over how they want a civilian force in this country to complement our foreign
military. And see, that's the counterfeit militia. Where it's controlled by Obama instead of it being local and the people.
I had someone call in yesterday saying that they're now offering these cop courses. They start on the 28th where you have to sign all these waivers, but they're going to have a citizens police force where they're training to use guns and tasers in their neighborhood.
Yes, but it's going to be against us. It's going to be controlled by the government carrying out the tyranny instead of it being controlled by the states. And it goes after the states' rights movement in here.
We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arm.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made gets switched blades in every arm. And this way we ace nay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal mission. But just a lifetime to do with it.
Vermis, I see a terrorist document. You've got Time magazine there with a headline, The New World Order. Let's punch that up on screen. And it's not just a vague New World Order. They say that we need a new bank of the world to knock the heads of the United States and to rule us that we'll pay carbon taxes to. And if you Google New World Order under news, there's hundreds of articles every day telling us exactly what we said for decades. But according to the federally written fusion centers that are brainwashing the local police, well, what they do is the first page, it's all Nazis. They're going to kill you. They're going to kill cops. They're going to murder you. This is going to keep you safe from being murdered by murderers that are everywhere. They want to kill officers. And then it's, oh, by the way, they're Ron Paul, and it's America, Freedom to Fascism, made by a Jewish guy, and it's evil gun owners, and they say we've got to have more gun control, and we've got to stamp all the bullets, because the Nazis want to kill police, and the these crazy Americans think there's 10 FEMA regions. And, these crazy Americans think there's a North American Union, and they think RFID is going to be used to track people as it goes into the passports and everything else and the driver's license. And they mix in white nationalists with sovereign citizens. And they say people are scared of a universal service program, and they admit that's being done. There's people protesting all over the country, tea parties, but they say tax resistors, anti-immigration people are terrorists. It goes on.
Anti-abortion people are also terrorists.
Well, it says any survival training is terrorist. It says public groups. These organizations hold training events that are open to the public, generally recruit publicly. These groups desire to aid the county sheriff and governor in emergencies such as disaster. And it goes on to see it's not uncommon to see them doing public service. But it goes on to say that they're terrorists and have secret underground units.
How about having a Christian identity?
I mean, here's the deal. They say, oh, there's public groups that want to help the sheriff and want to get involve the local government, and they've got secret units and they're terrorists, too.
Yeah.
So, this is incredible. See, they're so scared of the American people taking the country back, throwing the foreign bankers that have stolen $9.7 trillion out. They're so scared of the states. And, you know, this is not going to work. The police are freaking out. The police were given the training manuals in the courses for decades saying none of this existed. We were insane. Now, exactly what we've said is being openly announced. Exactly what we said would happen to bring in the New World Order, stage terror, controlled economic collapse. It's all happened. And so they are just completely and totally desperate right now. They are just...
It's unreal.
And it says the terrorist will have signs that say, come and take it. They will have the Don't Tread on Me, created by General Christopher Gadsden and utilized in colonial America. This is the most common symbol displayed by militia members and organizations. And then they mix it in with Nazi symbols. So you can, here's the American flag, here's a Nazi. See, American flag, you're a Nazi. And then they've got, it says Zeitgeist, the anti-Federal Reserve movie. And it says, and they mention in the Fed, they're having protest against the Federal Reserve. It's federal. And they're making up lies saying it's private. And then right next to it, the Turner Diaries, which calls for killing police. You know, which basically calls for the breakdown. It's totally separate from this. And they're tying it all together.
Of course. And then I just want to correct you. That Time Magazine article is apparently okay, Alex, because you can talk about the New World Order, but not in a derogatory manner.
Oh, read that to us. Yes,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
It says right here, anti-government propaganda. Militia members commonly display picture cartoons, bumper stickers that contain anti-government rhetoric. Most of the material will depict the Federal Reserve System, IRS, FBI, ATF, CIA, UN, law enforcement, and the New World Order in a derogatory manner. So you can talk about the New World Order, but not in a derogatory manner. So I propose...
So it never existed before, but now you can.
Yeah, but now what we need to do is we have to have Up with the New World Order bumper stickers over at InfoWars.
And I love being a slave.
Yeah.
I love your servitude. I love the New World Order.
Yeah, Up with the New World Order, Up with the private banks, you know, bow down before them. We'll just put those on our car now. Because you can't have a Ron Paul 08 bumper sticker. You're a terrorist. Or a Bob Barr is as soft as a marshmallow, folks, and he's on here? I mean... The guy, there are two people right now who still sit in office in the United States government that are under the Republican Party, and if you support them, you're a terrorist. This is maddening.
Well, wait a minute. We already see this training in play with Kelly Rushing. And I've used this example because it was in the newspaper. Family there for hundreds of years, owned a business, successful family guy. He gave the state police a videotape in slow play
right. That
had Ron Paul giving a speech. And Road to Tyranny. And in the court case, because I had the indictments, it said one charge of threats to government for the Ron Paul speech and one charge for my film. And the guy came and pulled him over when he left his house, and the state policeman laughed, threw him in the back of the car, called his wife and said, I have the videotape bandit. Like Kelly Rushing wasn't a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And said, I've got one of the extremists. And they took him in and said, we're going to put you in prison 3 years per charge. They took it to court. It was in the newspaper. Reporting like it's normal, forgiving video of congressman, another film. He's facing 6 years in prison as terrorist for terroristic threats. And they said that because this is anti-law enforcement, it's illegal. See, the cops read this and watch this and go to these training seminars that police have sent us and firemen have sent us. And the weak-minded ones really think, oh, my gosh, they're anti-New World Order. That means they want to kill cops.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why now it's come out. People never believe me, but they Google it and find it. The new police forces, you know, the new hiring practices the last 5 years, they won't hire you if you're over 100 IQ. And who they want is about an 80.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, 80 IQ, listen, the National Guard I see in New York that'll come up with machine guns and boss us around, I'm not being mean. I talk to a lot of them. Also, I'd have them run across the street and threaten me. It's an end game. But a lot of them, and I'm not being mean. I mean, having somebody who's mentally retarded, you know, is a great burden. There are also a lot of them are very loving people, you know. But my point is they would literally, some of them were mentally retarded, and I believe it was chromosomal. I mean, it was like, they were people with, it looked like Down syndrome. They may have done a chromosomal test. It may have been some other disorder. But they were like, I'm in the team now. And they had, no, I mean, this was inside the subway, so we didn't get it on tape. And there were two different groups of them, and I guess these were like the retard brigade. It was very, very sad. And they had their 45 and their M16s, and they were like, hello, man. And it wasn't a speech pattern problem or a cleft palate. I mean, I was looking at them. It was chromosomal. And so I'm not kidding, folks. You cannot make this up.
Well, I'll tell you what. I got a couple friends that went into the military, and they're, you know, upstate New York educated, and they just said, dude, I've never been around a dumber group of people than when I had to go through basic. He's like, you don't even understand how slow some of the people are out there that join the military. And that's just straight up. And they always, you know, my friends got out of the military. You know, they did private security and they
worked. Well, yeah, no, Guardia, I mean, before the military force was a lot better, even if they were working class, they were, you know, good folks. These are fluoride heads or they're illegal aliens. You know, they're hiring aggravated felon illegal aliens.
Oh, my God.
You know, the biggest military recruiting stations are in Manila, Philippines, and Mexico City.
Well, it makes sense with their little School of the Americas operation. They've been
no, but
forever.
I mean, our military is pretty much foreign troops now. So all the ones that are smart are finding out what's going on and leaving. And so, in a way, if we ever go to war with them, I mean, it's really...
No, it's scary.
It's almost like the crowd, welcome to McDonald's, may I help you?
Alex, this is just, again, off the charts. I mean, look at these. Look at these. Four of these... You know, even the distress American symbol. Four of these are straight up just American flags.
Look,
there's an American flag on his car.
It's snake flag. He won't kill officer. A West.
This is unreal.
Listen, see this punk constitution? If you watch Road to Tyranny, which exactly. You said they first woke you up, with Abby Newman, they find one of these at a warrantless checkpoint in her car, and they arrest her and start going, I can't believe we found it. It's a Constitution terror group. Pocket Constitution.
And then they're trying to divvy up what's in her car.
Well, then they say, is this illegal? Now, they've sworn an oath to protect and defend this, and they don't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you know what else is in Road to Tyranny you touched upon earlier? The scene where the FBI guy is training these new officers that the founding fathers were in fact terrorists and they would have killed you. They would have blown your head off if they'd given a chance.
The founding fathers were terrorists.
Yes. And, you know, thank God for the good people in law enforcement.
You can't make this up.
You don't have to make it up.
Well, they're peace officers
video.
Is what they are.
Yeah.
I know, but I mean, Ron Paul.
You need to get Ron. I know you just had Ron Paul on, but this is breaking news, and someone needs to get at him, and he needs to make a statement. He needs to have a press conference about this document.
Well, no, Glenn Beck will just get up and go, you know, I'm a patriot. I'm your friend. But there's rumors about documents claiming people are terrorists. Now, I just said Ron Paul's people were terrorists last year, but I didn't say that, and it doesn't exist.
Yeah, no, exactly. And you know what? Dobbs might report on this. He's the only mainstream journalist I can see.
Well, I mean, look, we've posted dozens and dozens of these,
yeah.
Okay? The point is, this one mentions Ron Paul and a bunch of other people. And
Bob Barr. Again, let's say it again, folks. Bob Barr.
The Constitution Party.
This is... Oh,
but
my God.
See, it mixes it in with... Well, yeah. I mean, you said it. The ADL is now listing Joe Bannister, who's just a former Treasury agent, who heard D.V. Kidd on a radio show and heard her saying the IRS is a private collection agency for the private Federal Reserve and you write your checks to the Federal Reserve. And he did 2 years of quiet research in there, you know, as a armed officer for the IRS and found out it was all true and just wrote a letter to his superior saying, if you can't answer these questions, I'm going to have to resign. They said, just resign. Then they arrested him, tried to put him in prison, and then he beat that with a jury trial. They came back after him, and the ADL just comes out and says, well, let us give you a list of extremist meetings coming up. The Ku Klux Klan here and there, and then Joe Bannister.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And Joe Bannister is highlighted in, of course,
separately at their own tax meeting. You know, we're allowed as Americans. This is our government, our system. Read the Declaration of Independence. Look, it's simple. And then I'm going to shut up and let you get back to what you're doing, Jason. It's very, very simple. Foreign banks openly said in all their own documents they were setting up a new world order. The public didn't want to look at those documents that were public. They laughed at us.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've imploded the country. They're making their move. World government is upon us. They are the illegitimate terrorist. They are the criminals. They are the usurpers on record by every yardstick. And so, of course, they say the founding fathers are terrorists. Of course, they say Ron Paul supporters are terrorists. Of course, Glenn Beck has the talking points for that previously, now saying he's the best buddy. And there is at the top of the screen, folks, if you want to read it. I mean, of course... that they're having to go after their opposition in the corporate takeover of the United States. And I suggest you use this law enforcement sensitive. I mean, let me just read the back page here to people. Mm-hmm. Listen to these punks thinking they can roll our republic and take us over with their secret police. MIAC disclaimer, all information contained in this newsletter should be considered law enforcement sensitive. Further distribution of information in this newsletter is restricted to law enforcement officers and agencies, intelligence agencies, and Department of Defense organizations only, which they're all merging. This is a threat fusion
DOD.
Center. This is them merging. No, they're announcing everywhere that troops are going to be in every police department. Unless prior approval is obtained from the published source, which is the state with our tax money. No, punks, we're exposing your criminal activity. No reporter segment thereof may be released to any media sources. Hey, let me tell you something, slime bag, anti-American traitors. You are the traitors. George Washington would vomit on you. No wonder you hate him. And it was Missouri we have FEMA training the police that the founding fathers were terrorists. Civil and criminal penalties may exist for misuse and persons or organizations violating this policy. It's not a law, punks. I know you think you can destroy America. Your policy isn't law. You have your criminal documents slandering and lying about people, and you want to do it in the dark, and you're not doing it in the dark anymore. The New World Order is admitted. It's admittedly tyrannical. It's admittedly destroying the country, and you're on notice that you're criminals. Bastards. Criminal, it's criminal to have foreign banks of the National Security Council tell Congress that if they don't pass a bailout, they're under martial law, and to say the governor served at the pleasure of the president, and we're under international control and have $9.7 trillion by a bunch of Bernie Madoffs that you work for. Civil and criminal penalties may exist for misuse, and persons or organizations violating this policy will be removed from all distribution list. Again, policy. This information herein may not be MIAC originated intelligence unless noted. Therefore, the annotated original agencies in the newsletter should be contacted for the sources and reliable information. And I just ask police, send us more of this treason so we can rout out these criminals. Because if we don't, these are the same folks that overthrew Russia and Germany, all declassified, Milner Group out of England. They are the same people doing this now, and we can't let this happen. Don't piss on your forefathers. Don't urinate on this country's name. My God, they're openly announcing world government everywhere. And I know I'm ranting here because this makes me absolutely sick. The first page, this guy killed a cop. This guy killed a cop. This white supremacist. And then they mix it in with Ron Paul. So the cops all, oh, God almighty, they're going to kill me. Look, there's Ron Paul sticking right there. He's got a machine gun, probably wants to kill an officer. You know, my mom's my sister. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to be mean here, folks, but this is out of control. Let me go into the Obama announcement, then I'll get out of here.
Yeah, you go for it. But I just want to point this story out, Alex. They're speaking to a dumbed-down public that actually believes. Look, world's richest, not so rich. Bill Gates is the richest man in the world with only $40 billion. Madoff stole publicly over $50 billion. The bankers have just taken $9.7 trillion in 6 months.
The Rothschilds are worth trillions.
Trillions!
Look, the derivatives.
Trillions!
The derivatives they made was over $1,000 trillion. That's a quadrillion. Now, here's the big announcement. We have released the Obama deception early. It's available at prisonplanet.tv right now in super high quality. You can go there. It's streaming out super fast. It was going a little slow today, and we found a bottleneck in the server. It's blasting out. It's meant to be seen in high quality. I busted my butt, and so did the crew down here, making the Obama deception. We're going to put the extras up Friday. So please, support us monetarily, $5.95 for a monthly trial membership, or you can get a year and get 5 months free. I mean, the point is, just go to prisonplanet.tv. It's got DivX versions, very easy to burn to disk, other versions that can be burned to disk in high quality. I mean, it looks like a regular DVD. Mm-hmm. Please take action now at prisonplanet.tv or go to infowars.com and order the high quality super DVD that starts shipping out next Monday. So infowars.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But the Obama deception is now out, and we made it in 3 months and busted our butts, and it turned out it is good or better than the other films, and it just totally shatters our whole agenda. All the mainstream articles and then admitting world government and what the New World Order is on the news. And well, Burmese, you've seen the film.
I have seen the film, and it's very exciting to get out there. Again, it really shatters the left-right paradigm. It shows you the rhetoric of Obama and his administration and what they plan to do and openly are doing right now. And, you know, Let's see, who do you got in there? You've got Salente in there, Tarpley, Humphrey.
Oh, this is a state police sergeant that sent me one of these.
No, I know. I saw the card. I know the cameras probably couldn't pick it up, but I got it.
No, I don't want the camera
picking up. No, I know you don't. I know. I read it.
This guy doesn't say he doesn't want to be public. The other guy doesn't want to be public for Missouri. I'm going to probably get him on.
Well, you should. I like how they said that they're going to cut the people that put this out of the list, so there's going to be more of these documents, more of this propaganda. It's probably like bi-weekly, Alex. I mean,
this comes out every month. It's federal. It's a fusion center. Kurt went on their website. This is secret, but they admit the feds put this out to the state fusion centers.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Bob, you know, like, they're all in the same building together. The Army's right here, local police, the sheriff, state police, all under the feds' control.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Obama Deception.
Obama Deception. It's an excellent film. Like I was saying, you got Tarpley, Humphrey, Salente, Rogan, Nelson, Ventura, and that's not even the stars. That's just the commentary. We're talking, let's see, Kashkari, Kucinich, Paul's brother.
Wayne Paul's in it.
Yeah.
All the lies of Obama.
Yeah, Gates.
What his real agenda is. Yeah. Bilderberg Group 2008.
Yeah.
That stuff's never been
secret
seen.
Secret meetings. Here we go. All right, it's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burris. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv.
That's right. It's out, folks. Get it. Get it now. Get a membership now.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama Deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
I think that we're just going to have to reschedule the iBorg gentleman just because of this news, and I want to go to your calls. I mean, this is just incredible, so I apologize, but I don't think we're going to have Costa Gramatis on this evening, but we'll probably get him on
sometime next week. All right, let's see who's still on the line. Let's go to Aaron in New York. Aaron, what's on your mind?
Hi, Jason. I got a couple, I guess, points I'd like to make.
Okay.
One of them I've been thinking about for a while, and it might sound petty, but I live in New York City, and I ride the subway, and I walk on the streets, and it's pretty noisy. So when I'm listening to the podcast of Alex's show, it's hard to hear the callers and the guests he has on by a phone because I don't know what it is, if it's just the levels or
something. Well, I don't know. I mean, what do we put out, a 64K version, guys?
It's 64K not a matter of quality. It's not the quality. It's the levels. When you have a really low bandwidth voice that's coming over a phone line versus his full range voice.
I'll bring it up with the tech guys, man. What else you got for me?
Okay, besides that, one issue I think people are missing on, and it kind of gets convoluted, is the issue of what a free market is. And I think, I don't know if you've read any of Rothbard's books.
No.
Okay, well, he's a student of Mises, which I know you've heard of, we talked about. But he's kind of like the New Testament of Misesian economics. And he really, really breaks it down in terms of what a free market is. And I think if people were to look into that, they would be able...
But has society in any aspect ever been under a true free market? I mean, I don't think so. Yeah.
No, but he kind of breaks it down in this idealistic way where you look at it in terms of, well, what would our society look like if we had a libertarian society?
Mm-hmm.
And I think what it does is it clears out all this sort of socialist philosophy that's seeped into everybody's thinking, even in terms of capitalism. You know, you think about a pyramid and how that structure and goes into the way companies...
All right, Aaron, man, I thank you for the call. I'll check it out, man. I got to jump. I got to try to take another caller before the break. Let's go to Todd in California. Todd, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, what's going on? My name is Todd Morris, and I'm in Anza, California.
Cool, man. What's up?
I just wanted to let you know about, I've been trying to call in actually three times and I have never been able to get in, and I just wanted to release some info that I had heard. I don't know if it's true or not, but, during Ron Paul's campaign to become president, I became highly involved in it. As like many people in the freedom movement, I started passing out flyers, and I'm a screen printer by trade, so I started screen printing signs saying legalize the Constitution, putting them up everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And during this time, I was passing out flyers at a local cafe that is no longer in business anymore due to the economy. But anyways, I gave a flyer to an older lady that I never met before, and gave her a flyer, and she took interest that I took interest in Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, every single time I've seen her, every time I've seen her in my little town, she's given me articles of newspaper articles of, you know, the American Sentinel, all this. I've seen her like six times over the last year since I was passing out Ron Paul flyers.
Okay, and?
And I saw her the other day, and she was giving me articles, and she's like, have you heard about the Amaro? And I said, yeah, I've heard about the Amaro. And she looked over her shoulder and looked over her other shoulder, and she's like, I went with two FBI agents to the New World Airport, and are you going to break, or?
Yeah, we're going to break, man. Come back on the other side and finish up. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes. I just want to remind everybody the Obama deception has dropped, and in DivX quality, even a one CD quality, I got it under 700 megabytes this time. So if you don't even have a DVD to burn, you can burn a CDR. You can pop it into most DVD players, and it will play in high quality. I'm just very proud of this film. Remember, PrisonPlanet.tv, it's $5.95 a month. You get to watch Alex Jones on PrisonPlanet.tv live 2+ hours a day most of the time. And you get to see my pretty face for 3 hours at night. And then everything's archived. You know, you get all the podcasts in the highest quality. So please become a member. Please support this operation. I mean, we've had some pretty crazy things happen this week. And just talking about that document, it really is mind-blowing. All right, going back to Todd in California. Basically, you're telling me that this woman that you met randomly through handing out Ron Paul flyers was escorted by the FBI into the Denver airport where she saw Ameros?
Yeah. I saw her. I went to the post office to pay my child support and got a money order in. I saw her there, and she's like, I got some articles for you. And I said, all right. So I go out to the car, and she's got Obama articles. She's got... Mm-hmm. You know,
but you're aware that there. I don't want to name the guy's name, but there's this guy that put out all this information and said the same exact thing, and there were those stories out there. But I got to tell you, man, I have not seen any confirmation of that. I don't think that's, you know, saying that the Amero doesn't exist or that's not a plan.
I'm commenting.
Oh, here we go. Here comes the Jones.
Ah, I love it. Truth is, Burmese, I've just got you, so I'm going live at 9.
Yeah, no, I love it. I
no,
think
no, you've been asking me to come on the show. I'm just joking. Look, the point here is, sir, and caller, appreciate your call. Good to talk to you. Here's the deal. The Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Sunday Times of London, the Associated Press, Reuters, AFP, Austin American Statesman, Boston Globe. I mean, folks, every day if you go to Google and type in New World Order News, this isn't the web, this is news. They're telling you it's here. They're setting it up. They denied it all this time. Now they're bringing it in. And the SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership, said they would use economic collapse and military collapse and bird flu and things like that. Judicial Watch had to sue to get it, secret government documents, to bring this in. And so what discredits us is I can list civilian inmate labor camp programs, the bills, where the camps are. No one ever covers what I cover. No one ever follows it, not even most of the other news sites. They just keep saying my brother's cousin saw a Trump, a 18-wheeler tump over, and there were martial law signs and guillotines in the back. Or, you know, there's paranoid, scared people everywhere and schizophrenics running around going, mind control pods, look, it's there. And I've had them show up, and it's the sun they're pointing at.
I was at the office. I remember we had that one gentleman that just loved to come by with no shoes.
And he thought we had transmitters.
Oh,
in it. But
my
the point
God.
Is, the point is, that's how we get discredited. And the media focuses on those people.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be mean to the caller. It's just.
No, this isn't Coast to Coast, you know? I mean, and Coast to Coast is a great show. It brings in a lot of people. But at the same time, this isn't a call-in show where my friend said, listen, if you're a cop, you're working, and you're a credible person, you're sending us these documents, you're telling about these programs, that's what we want to hear. If you're saying a friend saw something, maybe, sort of, that's, you know, in line with
and they
some
took
other...
him in the Denver airport, there were all these Ameros piled up. That's not how it's being done. Money Magazine saying they may call it the Phoenix. You know, the point is, they're proposing, look, on PrisonPlanet.com, headline, Nobel laureate calls for global currency.
Yeah.
Last week in front of Congress, they're calling for it
Gordon
with
Brown.
Gordon Brown. No one wants to quote the source. I mean, in Congress, on national TV, no one's calling. No one made a big deal about it but you.
Dobbs did,
but that's it. Everybody else, it's always got to be, ooh, I heard underneath a cabbage patch leaf. And so that's why people laugh and giggle at us. Is because, folks, when you talk about this, you only want to talk about what you can prove and what you can document. And that's why I've been successful. And I don't infight.
Yep.
People
right.
constantly, you need to attack this person or you're with them, or you need to come out against this religious group or that group. No, I'm just covering the info for the people. All I can say is this, folks. I want Obama Deception to be huge. It's my best film. It's my newest film. It's my most hard-hitting film. It's in the moment, in the crisis, what's happening with the banking. It identifies who the enemies are. There's all these other trailers and videos.
New trailers, new sneak peeks everywhere. Let's get them to go viral right now.
It's up on InfoWars.com where I reach out to the liberals and say, don't be con like conservatives were by Bush. Don't be suckers. And I want to get that video out to everybody. You can see my big, fat, sweaty head up there.
All right, we'll be back after this.
I promise I'm leaving. Oh, you know what? You ought to plug that you can go to the InfoWarrior.InfoWars.com.
Or just TheInfoWarrior.com, Alex.
TheInfoWarrior.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Our government has handed over billions with no strings attached and no accountability to the very bankers who created this whole mess we're in. Millions have lost their jobs to corporate corruption and mismanagement. Trillions in savings, net worth, and retirement accounts have been lost by investors and homeowners. When you really look at all the theft, crimes, secret organizations, and pervasive corruption going on, it's enough to make you think of your second favorite F word, food. Food, the F word that we had all better be thinking about. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633. By the way, I assume that your first favorite F word is faith. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama Deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution. 'Cause I'm a one-man. I'm a one-man. I'm a one-man revolution.
All right, folks, we are back as the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and just a big news story. I mean, people, go download the document. It's MIAC. It's going to be all over the... I wasn't going to put it on, but check this out. Some people who listen to this show are awesome, Alex. They send us the coolest stuff.
They even sent their internal documents and everything, but this is from like the 70s, one of their little...
Yeah, this is a skeet shoot, it looks like, a trap skeet Bohemian Grove hat. So one day, Dick Cheney's underling... or male lover, man, actually wore this right before. I kid Dick Cheney. He likes to beat the women. I know he does. I know he likes the women. He's not one of those guys. Yes. Well, no, I know he's very violent with the men. It's been reported in the mainstream. But here it is right here. It's the Bohemian Grove trap skeet. So I'm just going to put that right there. Maybe they zoom out a little later. Check it out on an angle. Right there. All right, let's continue to go to your calls. I believe the call-in line is 866-582-9933. It's 866-582-9933. Let's go to Brandon in Indiana. Brandon, you want to talk about this crazy bill, don't you? Or it's not a bill, it's just a policy paper, I guess.
They must hire some elementary school kids to put this stuff together. It's about the loosest association of organized anything you can come up with. But I like how on the first page they talk about the new world order as if though it was some mental fabrication.
And they always throw in the Jew thing. It's always anti-Semitic. It's always about the Jews. They always like to make it racial. When, you know, someone like myself is always trying to get it away from religion and race and make people realize, I mean, we have a dumbed down public that thinks that Bill Gates is the richest man in the world at 40 billion. They just stole trillions in 6 months. Guess what? They stole more than trillions in the years and months before that, too. The real people in power are not Bill frickin' Gates, folks. You know, and probably for saying that, I'm probably that Bill Gates is now code word for Jew. And it's obvious that I must be anti-Semitic because I'm speaking out that Bill Gates isn't the richest. See, Jason says that Bill Gates ain't the richest man in the world.
What that is a chilling effect. It's meant to attach that to, hey, I don't want world government, or hey, I don't want SWAT teams and army checkpoints. Oh, because you're anti-Semitic? Mm-hmm. The crap isn't working anymore. That is it. I'm leaving. I'm going home to watch the Obama deception online at prisonplanet.tv while, with another ear, I listen to the Burmese Warrior.
That's right. And you can do both of those things at prisonplanet.tv. This is what I'm encouraging people to do. Hold on. I'll go right back to you in a second. Download the Obama deception right now while you're watching this or listening to the InfoWars show. Burn it to disk. By the time my show's over, you kick it into the DVD player and you get a little late night Obama deception. Then you can blog about it tomorrow and hopefully you can pass it on or make copies and hand them out. All right. Going back to you.
By the way, it is a sneak attack. We didn't release it.
It is a sneak. I told people we were going to release it today. I got a few emails. Burmese, you're very deceptive. Where is this Obama deception link? As if I had the power to control when it would actually hit the web. You know, I'm like, hey, I encoded it. I know they're launching it. And we did it. We did, just like you said yesterday, said forces ago,
right,
and it's
did,
out there.
You did help us do a good DivX because we weren't able, you're better at that type of thing. And so we got like five or six versions. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to be able to watch all the versions, make sure they were all clear and good.
Mm-hmm.
And so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. But whatever you do, when you spread it with the high qualities from prisonplanet.tv.
It'll be all over Google Video and YouTube tomorrow. All right, back to the document and Brandon. Go ahead, Brandon. Yes, sir. Still there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the president can sit on national TV with the prime minister of Britain and talk about the New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also calling for his own private little militia himself. But if it's got the Obama stamp, then it just must be the greatest thing on earth, right?
Don't you mean the Pepsi logo? Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. They're almost the same thing, the Obama stamp.
Hold on. I'm a terrorist. Ah.
Go ahead,
man, if I was Ron Paul, I mean, this is...
He needs to hold a press conference.
Politics altogether.
Listen, all right, first of all, I'm giving out the number so we can call this department and really express our displeasure with this. And first of all, you know, love or hate Zeitgeist, it's got portions of Martial Law from Alex Jones in it, which is a great movie. It's got portions of Loose Change in it. It's got portions of even America Freedom to Fascism in it. I promote America Freedom to Fascism all the time because it wakes people up not only to the tyrannical Federal Reserve System but the North American Union, and oh yeah, we got a chip for you later on. It's unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, there's no mercury in your food, never mind that label that says mercury in big red letters on the front of the bottle. You know what I'm it's insanity.
It's out of control. All right, so here's the number, folks. If you want to get in touch with the Division of Drug and Crime Control, you can call them at 573-751-6422 and address the MIAC strategic report from 2-20-09. Let them know you have it. Let them know it's going to go viral. Let them know they're not going to get away with this. And let them know that being involved in constitutionalism, the Bill of Rights, sovereignty, freedom, is what the founding fathers were into, the patriots of this country, not the terrorists. It's unreal. I'm going to give it out one more time. You can call toll-free, by the way. You worried about that phone bill? 866-362-6422. 866-362-6422. Listen, you need to be polite, you need to be curt,
yeah,
and you need to be informed.
But let them know we're aware of their treason. I mean, let them know we're aware of their treason. This really is. I mean, are these guys delusional? The New World, send them emails. They've got a website. If you just Google Missouri Information Analysis Center, it's a division of the state police that tracks threats to police. Oh, we're protecting you, officers. And their number is 573-751-6422, 573-751-6422. And just tell these guys, move to Russia or something, please.
Yeah.
This is like Cuba.
Can you imagine what the classified ones are? This is the unclassified law enforcement report. You're definitely on the classified one. You've got
listen, 86, well, I've been on a lot of the public ones. 866-362-6422. They're facts. You should fax them. This is what I want folks to do. I want you to Google New World Order. And you'll find Time Magazine, Newsweek, Wall Street Journal, all the things I've been listing. Take the Financial Times of London, the headline, and now for a world government. And it says, it's secret, it's tyrannical, we kept it secret for your own good, the banks will rule you. And it's published by one of the major members of the Bilderberg Group, Mr. Wolf. And they should be faxed hundreds of articles with another mainstream article admitting the New World Order exactly as we said it was for decades. They should be knee deep and then just keep faxing them every day because I'm tired of these delusional scumbags telling me this didn't exist all these years when we have the documents and now our country's going to hell because they've let these bankers take over. And every time I'm talking to state reps, and we've interviewed more than 25 of them around the country.
Mm-hmm.
This is key. The more I think about all these little points that come together, they say the state police come in to their committees when they're saying, look, we want to declare state sovereignty under the 10th Amendment, tell the feds no more earmarks, no more control with our police. We don't want this. And the state police come in basically as feds and attack them. Mm-hmm. See, they don't work for us anymore. Individual officers do, but not the leadership. And they need to be investigated, not the American people. We're sick of your crap. You work for degenerate foreign bankers. I want you to fax them, folks. And I want you to fax them the mainstream news articles and just underline it and say, what is your major malfunction? 573-751-9950. Folks, I can't ever sleep.
Oh, you know what? This is why I want people to fax him. Here's a short list. The Rockefeller quote where from his own autobiography.
Where he says, I'm in a conspiracy to destroy America.
Yeah, I'm trying to bring in global governance. How about How I Love to Learn the New World Order by Joseph Biden for the Wall Street Journal back in the day? Oh, it didn't exist then either, but Joe Biden can write about it.
Yeah, but now the articles admit it's exactly what we said.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
An authoritarian bank.
The Time Magazine one is the key. The Time Magazine one is called the New World Order. They're calling for a global banking
system. Yeah, but right
here,
let's give them the fax number. 573-751-9950. 573-751-9950.
And I want the Gordon Brown New World Order headlines, the ones that are on the front page of like the Daily Telegraph and the Guardian. Accompany those
New
with
World
the,
Order to save planet.
Yes. Accompany those with the Global New Deal headlines that from this week. Please do. I mean, those are the ones that need to go out to these people.
The officers will go, this just now happened. They're trying to save us.
Well, that's why you need to show.
I mean, it says in here they believe an international banking group will implode the world economy and bring in world
they
government.
Have.
What the hell do you think's going on? I mean, we went to Bilderberg and said they were going to do this 3 years ago with precision.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I want you to be able to go to calls. It's just,
it's unreal.
I just can't quit thinking about this.
Well,
this
you know what? Our next caller is about the Obama deception. We got a few minutes. Let's change the course. Let's go to Brian in Pennsylvania on the Obama deception. Brian, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. It's great that Alex stuck around. Should I say? The Obama deception, I've gotten like halfway through on the streaming video. It's great so far. I'm burning the first info bomb right now.
Ah.
Continue to burn all the way through the night so I can get the info bombs out tomorrow.
Excellent.
I'm really happy about it. It's awesome. Thank you.
No, it absolutely is. Yeah. And tell people, I mean, this one is not only well produced, but it's got a good flow and it does not attack Obama on partisan issues. It really shows the rhetoric of the administration and then what they're actually carrying out. Correct?
Exactly. Exactly. It is by far the best way you could introduce a film by going through how, you know, George W. Bush and what he's done and how Alex has exposed him, and then going through, you know, Barack Obama and just explaining the New World Order and everything. It lays it out perfectly. Great job. You couldn't have done it better.
No, right, great job to great job to my team. Look, I've got to stop now. It's like I'm a freedom addict. I just want to defend the republic, or my children have no future, just like nobody does. But I'm out of here, Burmese. Take calls. In fact, I'm glad we got rid of that other guest, even though he's going to be okay, because I'm glad you made a good executive decision to just take calls. I'm out of here.
All right, you got it, my man. All right, let's go to Josh in New Jersey. He wants to talk Bernie Madoff. Apparently, Bernie Madoff is going to be pleading guilty. And I'm wondering if he's going to be pleading guilty in this new world banking court that the lawyers say they have to charge him under. So we're going to go to Josh in New Jersey after the break. We're going to take more calls, Lisa, Colleen, and more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmese, 866-582-9933.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranchnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranchnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
are back, and before we go back to Josh in New Jersey to talk a little Madoff, can we bring that up for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers? I know that we just had it up there, but let's bring it up there. I mean, check that he's in it. It's the Ken Lay situation. You know, Ken Lay gets convicted. He's actually going to do some time. We're all tricked into thinking, yo, wow, it looks like someone's actually going to go down for this whole Enron Ponzi scheme, like a major character, and now it's like, boom. Oh, I'm gone. Heart attack. So if they do convict Madoff, which I'm sure they will, I mean, I think they're going to do it publicly. I think it's going to be on C-SPAN. I think that he's going to be there. I didn't know. We need more regulation so I know what to do. We need a world banking system. And meanwhile, he'll be being tried by the new world banking court they want to set up. Josh, what's your take?
Hey, man. I was getting ready to ask you pretty much everything you just answered. I agree. I think they're going to, you know, find them guilty, too, and I think it's pretty much all for show.
Oh, absolutely. It's literally to bring in this new global banking court system where the global banks at the top sit there and they decide who's going to, anyone who challenges them, anyone who doesn't go along with their game plan, they're going to swallow them up. And that's why some of the guys gave back the TARP money 2 weeks ago, because they realized they didn't need the money and it was going to give them all these new regulations and government control so that they would basically, again, be absorbed later on. I mean, that's what this scam is.
Right, definitely, and you know what? I think the timing is impeccable on their part. I mean, apparently they were suspicious of this guy for all these years, but they were held back from investigating in the SEC. And you know, it's pretty.
The articles say back to the early '80s when this crime syndicate really just started to take off and just start to rape and pillage on Wall Street at a new level.
Right, and you know what they're doing now is basically, you know, they're feeding to the wolves. You know, he's just a distraction. He's going to get the public thinking, all right, you know, we got the bad guy. But in reality, he's just a little puppet on the strings, and the bad guys are still there, you know?
No, he's definitely a bad guy, but he ain't the super bad guy. Look,
that's,
man,
that's
the public,
what I mean. He's,
yeah. Oh, absolutely. The public believes that Bill Gates is the richest man in the world at $40 billion, and Warren Buffett is the second at $37 billion. Listen, Buffett's got some scratch. He's got a little pull, too. But he doesn't have Rothschild and Rockefeller pull. He bows before them, and he grooms their stool. I mean, compared to those people, you know, he's not even on the level. And Bill Gates, come on, man. You really think that this guy is the richest man in the world? I mean, it's sickening. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Colleen in Pennsylvania. Colleen, what's on your mind?
Jason. Hi, yes. There, Jason.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
And thanks for all the work you do.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, well, I finally decided to actually sign up and stop mooching off you guys, because I've been following you guys for a long time. I think it's about time that I got a membership, and especially since I want to be able to distribute the new DVD.
Excellent. Are you downloading the Obama Deception as we speak?
As we speak.
Excellente.
Can't wait. I'm very excited.
Cool.
But the reason I'm calling is actually because I was, at first, when Alex broke that story about the MIAC documents, to tell you the truth, I was really scared. Like, mm-hmm. I just froze up in a moment of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Just totally freaked out. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If you followed all the work of Dr. Len Horowitz or Greg Braden,
mm-hmm.
They've really had some breakthroughs in, like, the area of the frequencies of fear and love.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thought, you know what? I'm not going to give in to this fear, because really I was, like, shaking. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, this is go time. But you know what this means? This means that they are scared of us. This means that the work that we're doing is incredibly positive. And you know what? It has this tiny group of people terrified of all of us. And you know what? That in itself is positive. So if anyone out there is feeling like I was initially and really apprehensive and worried about their own personal safety, I know, for example, I'm attending a 10th Amendment rally
mm-hmm.
Here in the capital, Pennsylvania, in Harrisburg,
mm-hmm.
on Monday. And you know what? I got very fearful for my own personal safety. You know, I don't really want to go to jail.
Well, you're going to be in a database, I'm warning you. I mean, we covered a story earlier in the week here where the UK police admitted that they have a database of all these protesters. They haven't been convicted of anything. The BBC got the videos of them going through the parking lots, taking down everybody's license plate number and then taping them. I mean, look, we've heard them pretty bad when they're making not only Ron Paul and Chuck Baldwin out to be terrorists, but they're going literally marshmallow soft with Bob Barr. I mean, Bob Barr, yeah, there's a few, you know, issues out there that he's good on. you know, but not great. And he, I have not seen him be very vocal against this banker bailout. I haven't seen him anywhere. Really, I'm going to put it out there. Please, Ron Paul, please do a press conference because of this document. It needs to be done. And I agree with you, Colleen. We do need to focus on the positive while making people aware of the massive amounts of negative that this elite are pushing upon us. We'll come back to your calls. Thank you, Colleen. It's the Info Warrior at theinfowarrior.com right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
Seared in my eyes. That would have been perfect. You know, if we actually had the, we could do the Iborg interview. That's really what he's talking about in that film. Or not film, but it actually, Year Zero, what that's off of, is becoming an HBO series. And it's all about this, you know, New World Order, really, in the future. And police in black ski masks on the street, no freedom, just still in the desert wars. You know, check out the album Year Zero by Nine Inch Nails. It's awesome. They did a lot of really cool promotions for it too. It's completely anti-New World Order. All right, we're going to keep taking your calls. We got Steve, Brian, Kyle, and others. Let's go to Steve in Texas. Steve, what's on your mind, my man?
Yeah, good evening, Jason. Appreciate what you're doing out there with Alex.
Well, thank you.
And I want to say, first of all, you know, I was thinking, being that you guys have got a former WWF guy and Jesse Ventura on board, you ought to be referring what you and Alex are doing as tag team patriotism.
Well, thank you, man. I used to be – who is my favorite? I like the Hart Foundation when they were bad, before Bret the Hitman got really big. Him and Jim the Anvil Nightheart, that was probably my favorite of the tag team. So if one day me and Alex could parade around in pink and black tights, I think that would be the coup de grace, my friend.
Yeah, and I wanted to say also, I think that if you guys do start a new league like that, instead of the WWF, you could call it the NWOF, the New World Order Fighters.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, you know what? I think we need to be pro New World Order according to these documents. So again, we're going to start printing up bumper stickers up with the New World Order, and we love our servitude, because we do. We do love. You know what? I didn't get to get into this stack of news because of this thing, but I did have a stack of news. Listen, everything's okay because there's a new talking iPod. That's right. Apple's rolled out the talking iPod Shuffle for the brain dead. Now your iPod will talk back to you when you talk to it. It's the best thing since breakfast. I mean, it's got a new voiceover feature, announces songs and playlists to over 14 different languages, according to Apple, who shares rose 4.5%. Seems like Apple's doing all right with all this tech geek stuff that has just totally got people brainwashed. So, you know, yeah, everything's all right. Don't worry about the New World Order. It only exists if it's positive, my friend.
Right. Well, there's a couple things I wanted to hit on real quick. Number one was on the issue of eugenics, and the previous caller mentioned him, and that's, Len Horowitz. Anybody that hasn't seen his documentary, In Lies We Trust, I mean, you know, Alex has interviewed him on his show, and I mean, this to me is like the number one documentary out there dealing with the issue of eugenics, because of how he shows, you know, and of course Alex does a take off of that and really expands on it with Endgame, but I mean, you know, and Len Horowitz, because I mean, he actually did so much research having to do specifically with that, and so first thing I wanted to ask is, are you guys planning on having him back on at all to do a further interview and get kind of an update on what's happening in the world of eugenics?
That sounds good. I mean, I'd love to have him on my show. In fact, that's a great name for me to bring up with my producer tomorrow. You know, Alex has had him on several times, but right now we've really been focusing on the sovereignty issues, and like, we've had three really, really big stories, not only the avian flu story, and, you know, the shooting stories, but this one today. So that's a great suggestion. I'm always looking for new guests. I'll throw it to Rob Dew.
Right. And the other thing I just want to mention, okay, you're probably at least somewhat familiar with the work that Alfred Kinsey did back in the 30s and 40s.
That's the guy, the sex therapist guy?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sure. Well, yeah, and, I mean, he put out some pretty disturbing findings, for
sure. Right. And the thing is, see, the Rockefellers are the ones, and, of course, they've got their dirty hands and everything that's bad, but they're the ones that actually funded the so-called research that he did. And there's a really good book that Tex Mars actually sells. It's called Kinsey Crimes and Consequences by Judith A. Reisman. Mm-hmm. And this is a woman, I don't know what happened to her. I called the number in the back of the book, but it's disconnected. He interviewed her, but this is a woman whose daughter was actually molested by a 14-year-old relative. And, you know, the reaction she got from relatives and friends was, well, after all, children are sexual from birth.
Ugh.
You know, and
yeah, more like NAMBLA rhetoric. It is very perverse when people try to take that position. I thank you for the call, Steve. I got to jump to Brian in Texas. Brian, what's on your mind?
Hi, Jason. You're doing a great job. Glad you got your own show now.
Thank you.
Something that dropped today, I heard it on Oberman, was that Seymour Hersh let some more out of the bag. You know, he said something about Cheney had 12 different things he was working on that were terrorist things. And
one of those was outed as he wanted to dress U.S. soldiers up as Iranian troops in a little Iranian boat and provoke an attack and try to really start another Gulf of Tonkin to go into Iran.
Yeah, that's right. And the one today was just as disturbing, that came out that Cheney was actually, and Oberman said he may still be, so I'm not sure, I didn't catch it all, but he said that Cheney was running assassination squads, and I believe it was in the Middle East, but he had his own assassination squad.
Yeah, let me just add to this since you're bringing it up. I just can't control myself in there.
We're going to go to the clip in a moment. Go ahead.
Watching it on the outside. And Burmese, that's a great thing for the InfoWarrior.com that redirects to your blog on InfoWars, because so much of what we said, again, just everywhere, is being admitted. And I went on John Gibson on Fox Radio today, and he goes, Alex, the five people have confessed to carrying out 9/11. Your 9/11 truth movement is dead. Admit it. And I said, oh, like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who confessed to bombing buildings that weren't built till 2 years after he was already in custody. And they later admitted it was all fake. I mean, they hold people for 6 to 7 years, openly torture them, and then you're supposed to believe a transcript from a secret military tribunal where they say, we are terrorists to the bone. I mean, this is Hollywood-written scripts for the mainline moron public out there who's not as moron as the establishment thinks. And so they're desperate right now. And then it comes out that Cheney was overruled, wanting to attack U.S. ships. And folks, they would have grabbed some Iranians, shock therapied him for 6-7 years, and it'd be on the news. Oh, shut up, Alex. They attacked our ships. Why, look, Abik Rahman Jahali, he says he did. So, I mean, this is what we're talking about. But anyways, caller, I'm going to let you get back to what you were saying. I was just out there, and yes, they're just piecemeal dribbling this out right now. Oberman,
yeah,
go ahead.
Exactly.
But well, I mean, just go ahead.
No, it's you're right about the terrorist. We're terrorists to the bone. I mean, you torture somebody for that long, you can write down anything you want them to say. I mean,
but they're not even showing video of it. I'm sure their servers are still compiling that video. Listen, I appreciate your call, but I've just got to say this while Burmese is pulling up this video. We already knew what the John U memo said, because part of them had been made public, but they released a bunch of them a few weeks ago, one of the few good things Obama's done. And it was, we want to be dictators and ban free speech in America. I mean, Bush is as bad as we said he was. And I'm just sick of all these fake right wing people who aren't constitutionalists or classical liberals. That's really what I am. I mean, that's what Thomas Jefferson was. All these modern terms mean nothing. Telling me, oh, we like you now. You don't like Obama, but Bush wasn't that bad. Bull, man. It's like when they've got some new right-wing president in 4 to 8 years, I'll be having to hear, Alex, you were right about Obama, but this new guy, he's really good, you know. Anyways, I'm going to shut up and let you guys continue. But, yeah, there's Cy Hirsch, executive assassination ring reported. And we've been talking to Cy Hirsch for 3 months. He keeps saying he's coming on the show. Will you write a note to have Aaron get on him every day? He promised to come on when this new thing broke. He told us it was dealing with Cheney. I talked to him months ago. He said he was going to come on, knows who we are, likes what we do, and then he hasn't come on yet because we're forgetting to – we've got his office number. I want Cy Hirsch on next week. Please put Rob Dew on it and Aaron, but it's Aaron been talking to him for 3 months. All right, I'm out of here. See, I just can't – it's addicting, all this information.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And because now there's this big breaking news, and I forgot that – I was already aware of this.
Well, that's what's so great about taking the callers. A lot of them come in with great information.
It's wild card. They bring up so many great angles, so many important issues, things I've forgotten, things I didn't know. I mean, like a guy called up yesterday, said, oh, yeah, there were bombings all over Wyoming, and then they Google it today, and there was all these bombings they covered up, blowing up buildings. I'm out of here.
All right, let me just read the headline here. Investigative reporter Seymour Hirsch describes executive assassination ring at a Great Conversations event at the University of Minnesota last night. Legendary investigative reporter Seymour Hirsch may have made a little more news than he intended to by talking about a new alleged instance of domestic spying by the CIA, which we know is going on, which is totally open, totally rampant, still going on in the Obama administration. Newsweek does a huge article saying that Obama needs to keep all the executive decisions that Cheney and Bush put into play. I'm sorry, executive orders. Not going to get rid of anything in the Patriot Act. One,
executive
two,
powers.
Executive powers. Thank you, Mr. Jones. I'm a little befuddled, my friend. All the executive powers, I'm keeping them. I'm keeping them all.
Don't you like it? It's like I'm like a spider.
I love it. I love it. All right. So now he's saying, domestic spying by the CIA about an ongoing covert military operation that he called an executive assassination ring. You can't make it up. Oh, Jason, a shadow government doesn't exist, Jason. No, Cheney only headed it up on the morning of 9/11. you know, his former boss, George H.W. Bush, only revamped the entire program in the 80s under Reagan while he was, like, sucking his thumb and going senile. Probably drugged him to death. It's unbelievable. So now, Hirsch spoke with great confidence about the findings from his current reporting, which he hasn't written about yet. We do need to get him on immediately. We're gonna talk about this in a moment. I'm gonna take one more caller before we go to the break, and I really cover this in the final segment of this hour. Let's go to Kyle in Indiana. Kyle, what's on your mind?
How's it going there, Count Bermuloid? It's good to talk to you again.
Thank you, sir.
The point I wanted to bring up, I kind of wanted to speak to all the.
I like it.
Go ahead. Yeah,
I was hoping you'd like that.
I was going to be like Ed McMahon. I'll be your Ed McMahon. Here, let's just go. Johnny, that's a good one.
Hey, it's going to boost my ratings.
Count Bermulon. Go ahead.
All right, go ahead, man.
Good. I hope I helped you out a little bit there, but
yes.
I wanted to speak to all the Mark Cuban types out there, all these guys who, I would say most directly to him, but I know there's more of his ilk that are out there.
Other Count Bermulas.
the point I wanted to make was...
Go ahead, sir.
Did we just drop him again? Yeah, we did, didn't we?
That's his phone.
Yeah, no, he dropped out before, not on the phone, but like he dropped out on the caller list. I think they just dropped him again. Hey, all you billionaires out there that aren't in the big club, all you multimillionaires out there who aren't in the big club, all you celebrities out there that have, you know, three quarters of your brain left from all the blow you've done, you know, you still have a little bit of common sense. Come help us. We need some help. All right.
Not even if they come help us.
I'm talking about the Patriot movement in general.
They should just get involved and do things.
Well, when I say help us, I mean like Jenny McCarthy did by putting out a book called Louder Than Words, Exposing the Vaccination.
On the vaccines.
Yeah, like Mark Cuban does with his HDNet News that actually covers the School of Americas and how they now classified everybody
that
goes there.
And so the SEC says, we're going to get you, you bastard, in emails and don't get in trouble, but they won't go after Madoff.
We need people
to
stand up.
Hey, I want that poor guy to be, he had some good key points. Let's have him call back in. Give him the number.
Yeah, well, no, he's got the number. If he comes back in, they're going to tell me. I got a couple other callers, but we will go back to Kyle when he gets back
in. You know, I only
think
I hear it when they go to calls.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the network's got to bleed with their other network feeds. Probably my show running up against you.
Are you running up against me right now?
Yeah, the station's picking up, so it has to be running.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It doesn't matter, Burmy. You have your own satellite now.
No, I...
Anyways, I'm sitting here listening, and when they go to a call, they need to check that phone bridge, because I think it's got a patch cable in it. But go ahead.
We got Kyle back. Go ahead, Kyle.
We have Kyle back.
Okay. All right. Back to the point I was trying to make here. You got
There's definitely bleed over. Sorry to interrupt again, sir. It's my signature. Go ahead.
Okay. You got guys like Mark Cuban, who kind of stuck their neck out there, and he was going to put out your guys' movie, Loose Change, and then, you know, he got threatened, so he pulled back. What he needs to absolutely understand is that he's already a marked man regardless. It's pointless for him to pull back, because right now they know that he's scared of them. He needs to just take...
Yeah, but you gotta understand, dude, alright, like, for instance, in the mainstream media and a show I love, I'm a huge Simpsons fan, right? Earlier in the year, I think it was like the second or third episode of the new 20 or 21st season, they have the Billionaires Club, okay? It's in the Redwood Forest in California. They're all meeting in little cabins that are named different things, and Mark Cuban is there. Now, I'm not saying he's part of the club because of that. All right, but Mark Cuban starts talking to Mr. Burns. It comes in this convoluted story where later on...
Let's be clear. He voiced this.
Yeah, he voiced it. This isn't just like, you know, Mark... This is Mark Cuban's voice in it. There's a later point in the show where he literally is in a sports car driving off a cliff, throwing his hand up saying, I'm out of my mind! I'm crazy! And then killing himself, like in this little fantasy thing. So they try to discredit him on a pop culture level anyway. I mean, he's the outspoken, brash owner of the NBA. Yeah, you know, he wants to be involved in his team. I mean, he's already been demonized.
And he plays along with it because he knows that's the only way he's really safe.
That's right. And you know what? On top of that, he is a good guy. I think he has tried to do good things. I think he knows he's marked. You know what I mean? I just don't think that he cares. And I think that he's one of those guys that's just going to live day to day. You know what I mean? I hope that he does more. He's doing a lot. You know, he's one of those guys.
Yeah, no, I don't doubt any of that. The whole point I'm trying to make is basically it's you know, he's a dead duck for sure if he doesn't put out his full force and fight this thing. Where, you know, if he doesn't do anything, they're going to come at him. But if he actually really puts his full force behind it, he might actually have a fighting chance.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. I don't want to act. Sure. I mean, if you want to know the inside scoop on it, I don't want to say he's some angel cake, wonderful person from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was, Charlie Sheen contacted me back in early 2006, talked to him a few months, said he wanted to come on the air. I said, they're going to come after. He said, I don't care. He went on air. And then I said, you know, you ought to meet the Loose Change guys. We're having an event out there. He came to, 1,200 people showed up in L.A., the 9/11 Truth Symposium, biggest one ever attended, and a one-shot deal I did. And they got introduced and everything. He liked Loose Change. He said, you know, we ought to revoice this and put this out. So, you know, this was not something that was ever going to be huge. It might have been a, you know, few million bucks in between the production company. That's nothing, folks. When it comes to Hollywood, you know, Charlie Sheen's making $800,000 an episode now. So, was $300,000. So all this is going on. So Mark Cuban's like, yeah, you know, I like that movie. And he heard Charlie was doing this when Charlie was already being threatened by the media. Mark said, hey, I'll put that out. And then there was another producer separately involved. Don't say his name.
No, I'm not going to say it.
We were out there in the parking lot in front of somebody who got basically threats to his family. And then Denise Richards literally activated like a monarch operator and started threatening him about 9/11 Truth and all this stuff. And then they went after him in the media with all that other made-up horrible stuff. And at that point, it's just like, gee, you know, hey, we've said it's inside job. Plus, frankly, some of the folks involved weren't that good at getting the deal done on our end anyways, let me tell you. Nobody in this room. And that was the end of it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
What are you going to do if your family has no food in the event of an emergency? Do you really want to find out
and gamble with your family's lives?
Order a one-year supply that will feed 4 to 5 people for only $39.95. That's right, a one-year supply for under $4,000 from yourfoodstorage.com.
We've been helping families prepare for more than a decade.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
Remember, yourfoodstorage.com
or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Yourfoodstorage.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we've got Kerry on the line. They want to talk about the IMF. Well, we covered this story earlier in the week. IMF warns of global great recession. You know, and they try to soft term it recession. Nope. This is a global takeover. This is going to be more than a recession for most. This is going to be a worldwide depression. And that's why they're telling you, in rough times, government jobs have a greater appeal. That's why they're having all this citizen police force training. That's why they're demonizing the Patriot movement, including Alex Jones, Ron Paul, Bob Barr. Bob Barr? I mean, God, I can't get over that Bob Barr is on this document. It's just like, give me a break. Again, very soft.
Because we're the only real threat. It shows we're a threat.
I know.
Everything they do is about stopping us. Folks, you got power. Use your power or get raped by the New World Order.
Or get the New World Order up with the New World Order bumper sticker. Or get the Obama deception right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. We already got one rave review. Especially if you've seen it or you're watching it, please call in. We got another hour in the show. Before I take Kerry and talk about the IMF, I do want to mention that Sarkozy, you know, big, big New World Order guy, talks about it all the time, says France will rejoin NATO command, the big global enforcement arm of the NWO. You know, oh yeah, we're back in NATO. We love it. New World Order for all, Sarkozy. All right, let's go to Kerry. Kerry, what's on your mind?
Jason, about the IMF, the United States is currently being audited for the first time ever by the IMF. 2 weeks ago in front of the House, Bernanke admitted to this. It's called an FSAP, a Financial Sector Assessment Program. It was originally established in 1999 by the IMF, and the U.S. government has always declined to have it done. Bush agreed in 2007 to have the FSAP done in late February, late 2009, mm-hmm. but that was changed at the G20 summit in November when the IMF, all the BIS guys came out and said that the United States, before the 31st of March 2009, was going to have to agree to this FSAP program before. The FSAP is what Fitch, Moody's, and S&P all use to determine sovereign credit ratings, which, of course, determine the yield on all of the government debt that any sovereign nation puts out. And previous nations who've had these FSAP done have, some of them have had their credit rating reduced, such as Mexico, Australia, the United Kingdom, and Canada.
All right, we were losing her, but I get her point. Let's just drop her. I'm sorry she dropped out there. Yeah, obviously, they want to take the United States down to a second world nation so that they can unify Canada and Mexico and bring in a North American Union. This is about blowing out our economy. Absolutely. So they're going to blow it out on a global scale. We're going to help with this global New Deal Gordon Brown's talking about, and this is another way for them to consolidate power. Yes, sir. We got some Obama deception callers.
No, we're going to go to them. Hey, did another person just get disconnected?
It wasn't that she got disconnected. It's that she faded out like she was crackling and she had started to go through the other nations, but she just kind of lost
her. I'm just getting
her.
Paranoid about that phone box up there.
Which one's that?
I don't know. If it's dropping people, we need to have that phone box checked.
I don't know. I think we've only dropped the show once.
Not the show.
Oh, just the callers.
The ring-a-dingies.
The ring-a-ding-dingies. Speaking of ring-a-ding-dingies, we got a few Obama deception callers. Are we going to take them?
No, I've got to leave.
Come on, you're sitting down. Chuck in North Carolina.
You don't Obama's have time. You got to go to break in 1 minute.
Well, he can get
go
1 minute
ahead,
of
Chuck.
Obama. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, man, it is incredible. The best film by far.
Excellent, excellent. So did you get to see the whole thing, or are you just halfway through it? What's the deal?
No, I've watched the whole thing, man. I caught it as soon as it came out. Hey, somebody wants to say hi to Alex.
Go ahead.
Hi, Alex Jones.
Oh,
that's my holy little daughter. She's 2.5 years old. She loves you, Alex.
What a sweetie cake. Stay there. Stay there, buddy. We're going to come right back to you in 70 seconds.
The Obama deception at PrisonPlanet.tv.
And look at this guy, this terrorist, you know, showing his daughter to have a free country. I mean, this is evil, folks. This is almost as evil as Ron Paul.
TheInfoWarrior.com.
This guy's almost as evil as Ron Paul, this father.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
I knew she was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockin' just poppin' out of the cabin.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmess, and we've got Chuck on the line who just finished the Obama deception. And another thing people probably aren't that aware of, although the trailers show it, I mean, this is pretty heavy graphically. The graphics look incredible on this. I mean, he's up the game yet again, and the documentaries just keep getting better. They're really getting more fine-tuned and more cut to just bring people into the movement. And really, that's what this movie is about. I mean, this really doesn't attack Obama other than what he said he was going to do and what the administration is actually doing, correct?
Oh, Chuck? Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. It's incredible. The graphics, everything is great. I just talked to my man, D, who helps run Northern Virginia Change. And he said to me, and I agreed with him, that if it feels like we're making a turn, man. Like we're ready to start making some wins, you know. Mm-hmm. We're the football team that nobody thought was going to make the playoffs, and all of a sudden we might even get a first round bye.
Hey, man, I'm with you. Hey, thank you so much. Please spread the trailers, the new sneak peeks, everything you can to your friends. Get them interested in this. Burn copies. Remember, the hard copies aren't going to be around for a week, so please get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. I mean, not only myself on 3 hours a night, 5 nights a week, but you get Jones on PrisonPlanet.tv 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. You get access to all the archives. I mean, it's all of his documentary films, and now the Obama deception has dropped, I think, a full 3 days early. It's today the 12th. It might even be 4 days early. I'm just totally out of it. All right, let's jump to William in Illinois. Obama is Bush Part 3. William?
Yeah.
Go ahead, man.
How you doing?
Good, man.
Yeah, I got mad respect for you and, you know, Alex Jones. I've been listening to the GCNLive.com ever since almost a month before Obama got illegally selected and voted in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, October 2008. Been listening to day and night ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been banned, you know, from websites like dig.com. And
yeah, they have the Barry Brigades there. Let's get something for newer listeners, because you said you just came in right before Obama got into office and elected. But for newer listeners, there's actually Barry Brigades out there, because some of our stories did start going viral on Dig and re-edit and all that other stuff. So now they bury them, and they actually try to, what was it, Alex? They say that our websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, are the equivalent to The Onion. We're equivalent to The Onion. You know, we just source every mainstream news article out there, do our own interviews, you know, have our own radio programs, have our own documentary films. But apparently we're The Onion. It's unbelievable. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. I put in my order last week with my PayPal account for the Obama Deception DVD.
Killer.
And I was wondering, definitely. You know, I can't wait to see it. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see it. And I was wondering, how soon would that get to me? You know,
here comes,
you
know, Jones right now. Here comes Jones right now. Obviously, PrisonPlanet.tv viewers are going to get it first, just because the DVD.
Yes, sir. If you want to be technical, the DVD has got a nice color cover packaging. It's the highest quality. You know, it took like 4 or 5 days just to do the proper encode to give it a high def look, but it's not a, you know, HD DVD.
Basically, there's a lot of HDV footage, a lot of HD footage.
So what's happened is we have some of the disc.
But we need enough people to ship them out to everybody. So if you want to get technical, we have some discs. Those are going to start shipping out Monday. The big shipment comes on Tuesday, and we've got thousands of orders, but we've got three guys back there and a great lady, and they're going to try to ship them all out next week, UPS ground. And so it's coming very, very quickly to you. But remember, we're a small organization, and so the pre-sales, it's coming out to you. And it's much more powerful to show somebody the high-quality DVD. But it is, I'm going to put myself out of business soon as the web gets better and better. Some of these are, you know, I'd say 80% of DVD quality with the really high-quality downloads you can get. So it is coming to you. It is coming to you, sir. And I know folks are excited, but that's scary because the drop date wasn't really to the 15th. And I had the feds calling up here asking weird questions, so I did this early. Some people didn't even sleep last night to get this out early today. We could have put up the crappy versions. Yesterday, we had those as backups at places. They weren't crappy. It was just decent quality.
Yeah.
But then we had to finish uploading super high quality ones and medium high quality ones. And so those are up there now. We launched early. The DVDs don't ship till next week, sir. So please be patient. We appreciate your support. God bless you. Because I heard the question outside. Now I am leaving. This is it. Benny Hill is leaving the building.
And a lot of you are concerned because tax-related fraud is up 600%. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. The economy is chaotic enough without you having to worry about identity thieves stealing your refund. And with LifeLock, you'll never have to, because we protect your identity or we'll fix the problem at our expense up to $1 million. That's LifeLock's $1 million total service guarantee. Why worry about identity theft when you can have the confidence and peace of mind that comes with LifeLock? Call now.
Now you can have LifeLock's industry-leading identity theft protection absolutely free for 30 days by simply calling 1-800-884-1295. That's 1-800-884-1295. And remember to use promo code TAX. That's 1-800-884-1295. Promo code TAX. Again, 1-800-884-1295. Protect yourself now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Prophecy, I thought I would read this one for the esoteric listeners out there. Archaeologists find rare Maya panels in Guatemala. Archaeologists have uncovered carved stucco panels depicting cosmic monsters, gods, and serpents in Guatemala's northern jungle that are the oldest known depictions of the famous Mayan creation myth. On one panel, the twins are depicted surrounded by cosmic monsters, and above them is a bird deity with outstretched wings. On the other, there is a Mayan corn god framed by an undulating serpent, said Hansen, who worked as a consultant for Mel Gibson's 2006 movie about the Maya, Apocalypto. So I thought that was interesting. I hadn't been able to go through an entire news blitz because of this this MIAC report that we've been focusing on. But I want to continue to take your calls. Let's go to Gary in Arizona. Gary, what's on your mind, my friend?
Hey, Jason. It's Gary in Arkansas, man.
Oh, North I'm
Arkansas.
Sorry. My bad,
all
my bad.
The Ozarks, brother. Hey, I just wanted to call in and let you guys know how great it is to be able to watch news on my television again. I got a laptop with an S-Video out, and I got that plugged into my TV, and I just streamed the feed from PrisonPlanet.tv over that, so I can actually sit in front of my TV and watch real news. And I just
and it's actually easier than people think. You know, a lot of people think it's the hardest thing in the world.
It looks great, man. It looks great. Awesome. Prison Planet TV, man, it's awesome.
Have you got the Obama deception yet? Are you downloading it right now?
Oh, man, I wanted to tell people, I got like 8 megabit per second connection. Uh-huh. I downloaded that in less than 10 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, that site is rocking, man. I mean, I downloaded that at 8 megabits per second.
Well, we do have a huge server base here. People don't understand. We're a small operation, but we're a good operation. People always complain, oh, it gets clogged up, or, oh, my download speed is, well, you probably have, you know, a lower end of, like, Time Warner. If you have DSL, oh, my God, it could take forever. But if you have a good connection, you can get
that. Hey, yeah. You guys are not corporate billionaires. You're not corporate billionaires. You are Americans and, you know.
Anything else, man? But, oh, thank you, man.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, just real quick, man, I wanted to say that, you know, I've listened to Alex for like a decade, but I wanted to say that you're a really good addition to that outfit, man, because I really feel like you're going to hit it off really well with the younger guys, and that's what we need, man. Need youth. Need some younger guys. I'm turning 40 Monday, but you get me fired up, too, and just look really good and sound really good, and I just wanted to call in and let you know, man.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. That's what this operation really is about. It's to reach out to other people that maybe, you know, don't know what's going on, are looking for the truth. You know, a lot of people join like these, you know, anarchist groups or socialist groups. They fall into these paradigms that aren't really productive. They're not talking about what's really going on in the world. They're not seeing the big picture. And they get into these groups because they're kind of lost or they want to get involved, but they don't know how they get involved. You know, I think that the co-founder of Greenpeace really gets it right when he's talking about, you know, where the environmental movement is going in the great global warming swindle. You know, he's speaking out against global warming, and he says, look, there's a lot of trust fund kids out there that don't have anything to do, and they're just looking for a cause, and they'll believe anything anybody tells them. And that's true because, you know, now we have an Apple iPod Shuffle that talks to you. It's the best thing since breakfast. Go out. I think it's under $100. You know, and for the $79 you're going to spend on this little piece of crap, how about you join PrisonPlanet.tv and save $20? It could happen. It could happen right now if you're listening on GCNLive.com. It's only a PayPal account or a credit card away. Or you can call up a customer service if you want to do it through cash or whatever. But you'll have the Obama deception immediately. You'll be able to see Alex and I. And, you know, we do try to cover the real news here. You know, that's why I'm telling you that Sarkozy is now saying that France is going to rejoin NATO. See, France had to try to kind of play the good cop during the Bush administration, and they had to get out of NATO because of the wars of aggression we were doing in the Middle East. Of course, Afghanistan was all right. And I even think they were a part of Iraq at first. They spoke out against them. I don't think they pulled out of NATO till later, till it got just totally out of control. But again, they're playing the good cop. And, you know, in reality, they're just as bad as all the bad cops out there because they're playing the globalist game. All right, let's jump to Steve in Texas. It's about the Obama deception. Steve, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Jason, I just wanted to let you know really quick, man. Alex Jones, I ran across him through a website called North Star Zone back in October of 2004. At that time, I was a diehard Republican delegate in the Republican Party, and I was going to vote for Bush. I went from within that duration of a month, going from the NorthStarZone.com, finding out about Alex, researching the Federal Reserve, all this stuff. I've heard this stuff my whole life. I just never heard anyone talk about it in modern-day terms with the news. Anyway, I've been a big fan of Alex Jones's and all of his films for years. However, I have never burned one and passed one out for one reason, because he always did it in a real confrontational way. However, this film right here is one I'm planning on burning a few thousand copies of and given them to various people that I've known throughout my whole life that have a major influence, people that they know about. Because this is the best film he's ever made, and I want him to personally know that. I'm shocked at how good this film actually turned out to be. I've watched every single one of his films, and I'm completely blown away at what.
Well, just hold on 1 second. I'd just like to say one thing. His voiceover in this is very cool, calm, and collected. Okay, number one.
Definitely. Number two,
there's only one or two scenes with him with a bullhorn. There's a lot of good talking heads and other Salentes, Tarpleys, Venturas, Nelsons, people that, you know, people who really radiate authority. And on top of that, familiar faces like Joe Rogan that will also pull in the pop culture people. I mean, this movie and that on top of the graphics that were made for this movie, I'm telling you, this is as close to a Hollywood type documentary you're going to see. I mean, this looks like it has the budget of a Michael Moore picture. I'm telling you, folks, it doesn't have nearly the budget of a Michael Moore picture. But that doesn't stop this movie from being powerful because it looks, sounds, and is very, very powerful. Continue.
Well, anyway, I just going to say really quick, the reason why I didn't pass out his other videos and burn copies was because the confrontational factor and some of the stuff a lot of Christians would feel very reserved about because it was bashing Bush. However, this time they're going to say, you know what? The CFR and the Trilateral Commission has been in every administration at the higher levels of every administration for the past 40, 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this proves it, and it does it in a very calm-mannered way and a very high production quality and very good wording with Alex Jones' narrative. I'm very impressed. He has come a long way. Praise the Lord. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you, I'm really stoked about it. And also Prison Planet TV, man. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have been able to see it tonight. So
awesome, man. Hey, thank you so much for the call. God bless you, bro. And, you know, keep watching, keep spreading the word. And I'm so glad that this documentary is his first burnable documentary from Alex Jones. I mean, that tells you Alex has come a huge way. I mean, from, I think it's 1997's America's Destroyed by Design to, I believe now, 14 or 15 films later into this Obama deception. I mean, in literally a decade or so's time, he has gone from, you know, an amateur documentary filmmaker to a professional documentary filmmaker that continues to hone his craft and really just come out swinging, man. This is the real deal. And I can't wait for the reviews tomorrow because they're going to be all over. I'm sure it's going to be on Google Video tomorrow. I'm sure it's going to catch 100,000 views. Not that Google Video will tell you that. You know, Google Video will probably censor it and say it's offline or not allow you to comment on it. You know, the good people at Google. All right. Let's go to Anthony in Ohio, and we're going to continue to take your calls in the final 40 minutes. It's 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. Anthony, what's on your mind?
Hey, first I just wanted to say I'm glad you guys released that Obama deception early. I know I was trying to view it earlier, but as the one guy said, that streaming-wise, it's not too good on my internet connection right now, but I'll probably see it eventually here. Wanted to comment on, you know, you were talking about the financial crisis earlier and it being manufactured and such.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing is, Obama, you know, we had the stimulus package and such, and he just keeps spending and spending and spending. And then he says he's going to cut the budget in half by I forget the date, it was like 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, how do people think that he can spend all of this money and then end up cutting our budget somehow?
And not only is he spending all
it's
this
like,
money, but where are the jobs?
Where's the money going to come from?
Yeah, where are the jobs that this money's supposed to create? It's just like the banking bill. Where are the loans that the banks were supposed to lend? It's not there. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Where is it?
Oh, exactly. I also want to say, too, he was coming, stimulus package-wise, he was here in Ohio. I read it in one of the newspapers. He was down shaking all the hands of the people in Columbus and such, and because there were 25 new cops that had graduated.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to somebody, I was like, you know, what's going to happen is, yeah, the stimulus money kept 25 jobs. All right, wow, 25 police jobs. Then you look at the mainstream newspaper articles that came out that said we were losing records of like 600,000 jobs in the past month.
610,000, that's the government saying in February the United States lost 610,000 jobs. And it was, folks, it was more than that, trust me. And you're going to see a march that is Probably more. Go ahead.
And he's bragging. He's like, I know I'm doing the right thing by, you know, these people having jobs and whatnot. But the thing is, what happens in a year when that stimulus money is gone and they can't pay for those jobs that they just gave to those
cops? I'll tell you what happens. Here it is right here. In rough times, government jobs have a greater appeal. Right now, about 2.8 million people in this country work for the government. In another year, it's going to double or triple. Okay, you're going to see 5, 7, 8 million people working for the government under DPS and other little subdivision projects. And as people lose their homes, that's when they're going to activate these FEMA camps as, you know, centers for families that can't make it because, you know, too many, we can't have homeless shelters because too many people are going to be homeless. And we can't just actually let them keep their house because we're consolidating power. So what we're going to do is we're going to open up these little government camps. We're going to offer them government jobs inside of it. And that's what this is about. I mean, again, the IMF is warning of a, quote, great global recession. No, it's going to be a worldwide global depression where the United States is literally taken down to second tier status, second world status. That's what they want. They want a North American Union. Despite what they're telling you in this MIAC strategic report, which is just mind-blowing, we're going to cover that again. We're going to take your calls, 866-582-9933, theinfowarrior.com, theobamadeception.net.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. The call-in line is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933, and we're going to continue to take your calls in just a moment. But I want to read some of this MIAC strategic report right for you, okay, because it's just absolutely crazy. Oh, man. A series of incidents in the early 1990s caused a surge in militia participation. The 1992 standoff between federal authorities and the Weaver family at Ruby Ridge, remember Weaver's been on this program many times, Idaho, became a spark for the movement. On August 14, 1992, a 12-day standoff began that would result in the death of one federal agent and a wife, and the wife and son of Randy Weaver. Okay, and then they just stop there. Now let me stop you. Randy Weaver beat the rap, whatever rap you had on him. It was absolutely ridiculous. You went into his home. You killed his wife. You killed his kid. You killed his dog. The guy's lucky to be alive. You ruined his life. And they throw it in like, oh, in this tragedy, a couple people had to die, and one of them was a federal agent. It's the federal agents that were acting like total scum. It's on Ruby Ridge. If you don't know what Ruby Ridge is, check it out. I'm talking to my producer, but out there, if you haven't heard about Ruby Ridge, look, man, they went and they murdered his family. And it's bad to join a militia. The following February, a 51-day siege would occur at Branch Davidian Compound in Waco, Texas, resulting in the death of 82 Davidians and four law enforcement agents. Okay, listen, whether or not you like David Koresh, I'm not a huge fan. I'm not a huge fan of, you know, cults or religions or compounds or any of that. They went in there illegally. Those guns were legal. Then they firebombed the place with a tank on video. And they say they didn't do it. It's on video. You could see the firebomb go off. Then after they set it on fire, they tell the public that David Koresh and his fathers went into the basement to burn. Well, Waco Rules of Engagement, which was nominated for an Academy Award. Yeah, did you know that, folks? There's a whole documentary on the subject, nominated for an Academy Award, that shows the actual night vision cameras. Heat vision cameras. From the helicopters where they were firing automatic Gatling gun rounds at women and children, mowing them down through the walls. You can watch the little green impression of these little girls and little boys and babies and women and children running for their lives from the firebombed compound that the FBI attacked, and then they get mowed down by machine gun fire. Do you ever notice, like, the 8 people that survived that thing didn't do any jail time? You know why? Because they murdered everybody. This is really firing me up. In November of 93, the enacting the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act of 1992 additionally fueled the movement. Yeah, because you tried to take our guns after that. The movement reached its peak in 1996 with over 850 groups believed to be operating within the U.S. Yeah, of those 850, they're all legal because, again, the Second Amendment allows us to have militias that are well organized. What's the problem? Well, more of their propaganda continues. I just can't even believe it. I just cannot believe they try to make, you know, they try to tie the militia movement into Oklahoma City and Timothy McVeigh. Look, Timothy McVeigh was trained by you. He wrote letters home saying he was part of a covert operation. Hustler published the pictures of Tim McVeigh in the military a year and a half after he was supposed to be out of it. Okay? We have the videotapes. It's on YouTube. He was part of it. We have the videotape of the Ryder truck at the Oklahoma base. The military base in Oklahoma has a Ryder truck in it days before the attack. And then they don't release any of the cameras of what happened there. They find bombs inside the building. the SWAT teams and the bomb squads are on video taking them out. And I've got to read about Oklahoma City to demonize the Patriot movement as if McVeigh was even part of a militia movement? No, he was part of your scumbag black ops covert organization. All right, I'm going to cool out. I'm going to take a call. I'm going to mellow. I'm going to chillax. I hate that. I hate that word. Ex-girlfriend of mine used to use it. I'd be like, come on, stop it. All right, let's go to Kirk in Canada. He wants to talk Obama deception. Kirk, what's on your mind?
Good evening, sir. Very, very interesting. I haven't even seen the show yet, but I have seen the trailers, and that was enough to get my attention.
Mm-hmm.
My question is about mass distribution. How soon does Alex want this to go really massive?
Oh, as soon as you can. We put it out on the web today so you could rip it to YouTube and Google Video. I'm going to take your call on the other side, Kirk. That's right. The Obama deception available right now at prisonplanet.tv, Infowars.com. You check out my little blog, theinfowarrior.com. We'll be back after these messages.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
Who gave the orders? No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain, and no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart, I take the vow, I'll never turn. never bend. I'm with you now until the end.
The Obama Deception, it's out right now, folks. It's over at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we are hoping this will go as viral as possible. Please take the high-quality version, upload it up to Google, upload it up to YouTube, blog about it, put it out there, email people the sneak previews, the two new trailers that are out there. I mean, we want this to go as viral as possible. The website is theobamadeception.net. If you want to see it in the super high quality right now, join PrisonPlanet.tv. It's $5.95. It's literally less than $6. A value meal at McDonald's is going to cost you more money. And, you know, on top of that, if you only get the 1 month membership, you can download all of Alex Jones's films, all of my films. You can watch Alex and myself for 5 hours a day on PrisonPlanet.tv for $6 a month. It's unbelievable. Go ahead, Kirk.
Okay. Well, I understand the mega viral thing is something that Alex definitely wants.
Mm-hmm.
I've managed to pull it down at almost 10 megabits today. That was pretty impressive speed from your servers, by the way.
Killer.
And it's already been re-archived in a distribution package for the Usenet news groups and is currently in the publish right now.
Oh, and Usenet is kind of like a gateway to the torrent network, so we'll probably see this released on things like ISO Hunt and the Pirate Bay within hours.
That's right, and it's the DivX high quality version. And
anybody, who I did try to do the one CD version too. There's a one that's out there that's about 1.1 gigabytes or whatever, and then there's another version out there that's 697. They're really not that different. The one is, you know, slightly higher quality, but the other one fits on one CD. Continue.
All right, so it's the high quality version posted. It'll be up on the news groups probably within the next 4 hours as a complete post with parody files. For anybody who doesn't understand what that is, that means if there's a broken section of the file, you can fix it without having to re-download the whole package again.
Excelente, man. Well, thank you, Kirk. And just like I said, it's going to go viral. It's going to be all over the net. Please go watch it. Please tell your family and friends about it. Please start calling all these. Listen, the right-wing talk shows are good to hit up right now because they're all bashing Obama on illegitimate issues or, you know, patty cake issues that Bob Barr, the soft marshmallow, would bring up. But he's a terrorist, too. It's unbelievable. All right, let's go to Anthony in Michigan. Anthony, what's on your mind, my man?
Hey, what's up, Jason? Hey, dude, I just want to give you a shout-out. I got to watch the movie yet because I'm actually at work, but I'm watching on Twitter. It's actually pretty funny to watch how often people are posting updates about it. Probably every 2 to 5 minutes, it seems like you're getting an update about the Obama Deception.
Oh, killer. And Twitter, you know, for people that don't know, Twitter's like the next big thing. This is like a cell phone type like blog service, yes?
Yeah, it's like status updates on Facebook or MySpace, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's starting to get a lot of headway, so.
So already it's starting to go viral. That's excellent. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to know too if you're actually going to syndicate the show, like, you know, have MP3 downloads or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the archive right now is, you can get the podcast over at theinfowarrior.com. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and you can watch all my former, shows so far in Flash, and they're all posted there. I'm not sure if they have like the WMV downloads or the DivX encode downloads yet, but we definitely are working on that as well.
Okay, cool, man. Yeah, I appreciate you guys putting an XFID too, because I'm a pretty big proponent of open source software.
XFID, for people that don't know, I also encoded one in I believe the 700 megabyte one or 697 is in XFID. XFID is a reversed engineered codec from DivX. It's open source. So, you know, DivX has its own website, its own player. XFID is the codec that, you know, anybody can work on, and it's this open source community, you know, kind of like that Linux community that's out there.
Yep. And also I just wanted to say I'm already starting to push this stuff out there. Trying to get as many people notified as possible, so.
Well, killer, man. Keep it up. That's why this show is called The Info Warrior. We need all you Info Warriors out there to make copies, hand them out, direct people to Infowars.com, direct people to PrisonPlanet.tv. We need to make this story about MIAC, M-I-A-C, and their strategic report go viral, because this thing is just off the hook, just total nonsense, trying to make everybody who talks about a new world order, an anti-United Nations, anything that challenges world government, you're a Jew hater. You're an anti-Semite. It doesn't matter. You know, we know what you really want. Every word that spits out of your mouth is code word for Jew. You're not allowed to talk about an international banking system that actually exists. That translates, international banker translates into Jew, according to the ADL. That's what they want. They want you to think that we're racist, that we're anti-Semitic. Hey, folks, I got news for you. I could give a rat's ass what color your skin is, what religion you are. It's about the content of somebody's character. Martin Luther King Jr. was correct. The content of someone's character, not their race or religion, but, you know, they want the militia movement likes Zeitgeist and they hate Jews. I mean, it doesn't get any more ridiculous. Oh, and they're going to shoot you in the face, you know, if you approach their car and they have a Ron Paul 08 bumper sticker. So have your guns drawn and get your triggers ready, because you don't want to be messing around with Ron Paul supporters. They're the number one stunners. They're going to shoot a bunch of cops, apparently. It's unbelievable. It's just, it's unreal. The man holds his own convention to rival the Republican convention, okay? He holds his own convention, has thousands of people come in. He starts Campaign for Liberty, which in its essence is a for and by the people government structure. It's telling people to get involved in government. Please come in with this libertarian freedom message, the real message, the Constitution and Bill of Rights are good message. And they start, you know, putting together people that want to become city councilmen, congressmen, state senators. And this is a terrorist organization? Campaign for Liberty? Are you sick? Are you sick? All right. Let's continue to take the calls. It's 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Let's go to Jason in Canada. Jason, what's on your mind?
How's it going? I wanted to talk to you about Israel. Is that okay?
Why wouldn't it be?
Okay. Well, a lot of people don't want to talk about that. It's a very sensitive topic. I'll tell you that I am an Israelite, but I'm not biased. Now, I don't think that anybody should support Israel. If you're a Jew, you shouldn't support Israel. You should support the truth. Just because you're an American doesn't mean you should support America. You should support the truth. Mm-hmm. And that's the essence. That's the core of everything. So the truth is, not all Jews are international bankers, like you said, and just because you might say something bad about a few doesn't mean you're a racist. It doesn't.
No, but, I know.
And well, I agree, just to
say this, I mean, one of the stories we did report on earlier in the week is that one of these EU documents that leaked admits that, you know, what Israel is doing in the West Bank and other places is annexation. You know, they're admitting they're annexing that area in Palestine. This isn't about, you know, religion or war. No, they're trying to take over all of their land and aggressively continue.
Well, let's talk about that. What you said is true. The content of a person's character, that comes from the Bible, and that is the truth. That is the true measure of a person. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about the reality of what's going on over there, never mind Al Jazeera or CNN or any of that. Mm-hmm. The reality is there's a true name for the West Bank. It's not the West Bank. That was a name invented in 1948. The true name for the province of the West Bank that Jerusalem sits in is the province of Judea. That's the biblical province that Jews come from, Judea. No Jews are trying to claim Arabia, even though they lived there thousands upon thousands of years ago. But the province of Judea is where Jews come from. Gaza is part of the province of Samaria. Of course there's going to be conflict if you put two enemy people in the same territory. That's why there's no longer any Jews in Lebanon or Egypt or
Saudi
Arabia.
Yeah, but they're always trying to play these organizations and these religions and these peoples off against each other to create, it's called order out of chaos. I'm going to let you go just because your phone is beeping and it's beeping every 5 seconds. It's starting to get annoying. You know, you're more than welcome to call in tomorrow. Try to call in with something that's not beeping every 2 seconds. I mean, I know I'm going to get hassled by the station for that one. But yeah, man, I mean, they're always constantly trying to play, you know, religions off each other, races off each other. I mean, this is why they're mixing, you know, people that are Christians also hate blacks. They're also anti-Semitic. Anti-abortionists are terrorists. I mean, it is wild. It is just the most wild things I've ever seen in my life. Oh, God. Noteworthy militia activity from 2000 to 2008. Ugh. My God. I mean, You can't talk about RFID technology in this. They say people that talk about radio frequency identification, which is in just about everything from, I mean, there's an RFID tag on every product you buy now. Everything has the barcode on it. All right. And they put the actual tags in, like they're microorganisms. They have an RFID. Look, they show you the RFID chip right here in the actual thing. I mean, they're showing you it exists. They're showing you let me read what they write. There is a fear that the government will enforce mass RFID human implantations. This process would make it possible for the government to continually know the locations of all citizens. That is on their agenda. It's openly on their agenda. They didn't chip the Jacobs family on USA Today in 2001 for their health, although they made it seem that way. Well, you know, I think it's just great that we're all taking a chip. It's going to have my medical information on it. And you know what? I love this country so much that if it's going to protect us from the terrorists, I'll take a chip. Pull it up. Type in Jacobs family Verichip into YouTube. We're playing the clip. Let's pull it up. It's making me sick. Not in the images. Go to YouTube, guys. Jacobs family YouTube. Just type that in. Well, I want to see him chipped live on television for the very first time. Or the 100th time again. Let's see what we got. There it is right there. No. Jacob's family, YouTube. Hold on. Let me just pull it up, guys. YouTube, Verichip. Because, you know, the Verichip, you know, it's a good idea. Here it is right here. The Today Show. We're just going to get chipped live on television. Let's have it load up. You don't believe me? This is almost 10 years old, and you're going to tell
me
it's
on agenda? You may remember when we had the Jacobs family here on Today last month. They announced they'd be the first family to be fitted with the Verichip. It's a tiny computer chip that can be implanted in the body and then scanned for personal and medical information in emergency situations. Well, they're back this morning to have the procedure done. Jeff, Leslie, and Derek Jacobs are joined by Dr. David Wolkin. Good morning to all of you. Nice to see
good
you.
Morning.
And Keith Bolton of Applied Digital Solutions joins us as well, right, Keith?
Good morning, Katie. How nice to see you again.
Nice to see you too. Briefly, for people who might not be familiar with this technology, can you just describe what the Verichip is and how it works?
Yes, Verichip is an advanced verification system. It's designed to have a small little needle injected inside of the body. And there's a small little chip that can provide information in the event that you cannot speak.
Where is it implanted generally, Keith?
Generally, it's implanted in the upper right area to the shoulder. And Jeff Jacobs is actually having his in the shoulder type area.
Okay, we'll get to Jeff in a moment. But Leslie and Derek, I know that you had your chips implanted earlier this morning. How did the procedure go, Derek?
It went very well. I was actually amazed on how simple and easy it was.
Yeah, and Leslie, how about you? Are you feeling any after effects? Was it painful in any way?
Oh, no. It was incredibly simple. I felt absolutely nothing, and I feel great.
In fact, I know, Leslie, that, well, Derek, first of all, is sort of the catalyst behind this. He saw the Verichip on the Today Show, and I understand he started pestering you right away, but it really will serve a very useful purpose for your family, Leslie, because I know that your husband, Jeff, was taken to the emergency room in 1995, and doctors asked what medications he was on, and you had a difficult time remembering, right?
Oh, yes, he's been rushed many a times, and he's on over 10 medications, had cancer, numerous complications. It's just too much to remember, and with the Verichip and the scanner,
just
instantaneously,
too much to remember.
They will be able to access all this information.
Derek, tell me why, when you saw this, you thought, you know, I have to have my family get this ASAP. What was it about it?
Well, technology is my life, and this is a great technological
advancement. And they offered
advancement.
My family a bunch of money
and
that came
also
out later.
I thought that it could help my
dad. I think it was something like $70,000. Continue.
We have gone to the emergency room many times with him, and a lot of times he's in too much pain to answer any of the questions that he had. And since his medications change often and his medical history is so long, me and my mom can't remember it, so the Verichip will be able to tell them concise information about his history in only milliseconds.
Reading
all right,
a script.
Well, I know that Jeff is about to have the procedure done, and Dr. Wolkin is here, Dr. David Wolkin, a surgeon who your family knows. Dr. Wolkin, why don't you go ahead and implant the chip and just show us how this works?
Okay, well, Jeff's already been prepped with a sterile field, and he's been infiltrated with a xylocaine to numb the area up. Can I have the chip, please?
Oh, give
this
me
is the
chip,
insertion cannula. and we have to take the piece of tape off, which is, in actual fact, the hardest part.
All right, I need to rant for a minute. Let's pull the clip. It's all right. It's disgusting, and this is just one example. But there's not an agenda to chip human beings. Fax that to them. You know what? Let's give out the fax number again for these people that put this, you know, piece of crap propaganda document out there that might get me shot in the face for my Ron Paul bumper sticker, apparently. Apparently, I'm a big threat now because I support Ron Paul and Campaign for Liberty. I'm a big threat. Fax them. Please fax them the articles about the Verichip and, you know, the families that have taken it to 573-751-9950. That's 573-751-9950. And if you'd like to educate them and really tell them what's really going on, give them a toll-free call at 866-362-6422 and really, really, really express your displeasure with this MIAC strategic report. Can you imagine what's classified? This is the unclassified version. It's sick. It's like disgusting rolled in gross, rolled in awful, rolled in disturbing. I don't know what to say. I mean, it really caught me by surprise. And then to put the American flag in four different forms and saying, well, if they have these American flag bumper stickers, they're obviously terrorists. What? What? Or the don't tread on me? I mean, folks, the don't tread on me flag with the snake, I mean, it's as old school as you get for freedom and liberty. And they're going to tell you that this is now the new mark of the terrorist, of the militia, who are the terrorists. The militia is the terrorists, and so are Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, and Marshmallow Bob Barr. It's outrageous, folks. It's the Info Warrior. Remember, the Obama Deception is now live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We will be back in the final segment. Wrap it up with calls. Infowars.com, TheObamaDeception.net.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama Deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
My pack light has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery.
The pack light comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a pack light. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Paranoia strikes deep. Into your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man comes
and take you away. Stop. Hey, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
What is that sound? Well, it's the sound of tyranny. And, you know, I just played you like this big official clip. Oh, we're all getting chips. It's great. Wonderful. Today's show. Woo! Folks, for $10.95 plus shipping right now, if you want, you could chip yourself. Show it. Right now on eBay. You know, I've been looking at these things for a while. See, they make it also sound like, oh, it's this system that's all good and everybody's great. Listen, you don't want to do it in a human being. Say you think your girlfriend's cheating on you. You can literally buy this little kit here, right? Take it, inject it into her shoe. The thing is the size of a grain of rice. Okay, they give you the home kit. You inject it into her shoe. You call the home again people or you sign up online. And then for something under $10 a month, you are a GPS'd. You know, forget about a LoJack. Forget about Strahan putting bugs in his girlfriend's car to catch her cheating. You can buy the chip for under $15, right? Your kid can get it. Wait till they start making it for video game systems. Wait till your kids are begging for it. Wait till they say you're going to have all these benefits if you take the chip. There's going to be people on board all over the place. We live in a sick world. And, you know, you can't talk about RFID chips. You can just buy them on eBay. If you talk about them, well, then you're one of these militia member terrorists, and we got to shoot you in the mouth. Wake up. Just please wake up. Wake up out there. Listen, I know a lot of you guys on the right are new to the show because, you know, you maybe come across this through some Obama information. And I know there are a lot of people out there that have been with the show for a while and understand this false left-right paradigm that Bush is just an extension of Obama and the true puppet masters are behind the scenes. But nothing is going to wake people up more right now. You know, we're far away from 9/11. We're not going to be getting into 9/11 truth big and able to open up a lot of minds with that until the 10th anniversary. Let's be honest. We live in that type of a culture. We're obsessed with 5, 10s, and 20s, 25th anniversaries. All these numbers matter to us psychologically. Whether you want to admit it or not, it's in there, okay? Right now, what's in people's minds is this banking situation, the economy, and Barack Obama. And that's why the Obama deception is so powerful. And, you know, we've already had a couple people call in who have seen it, who can't believe how refined this is, how well Alex Jones orates the tale, how many experts are in the film, the graphics in the film. We do this on a shoestring budget. Thank God for Rob Jacobson and Aaron Dykes, because without them, there wouldn't even be a production house at InfoWars, believe it or not. Without them, my film, Fabled Enemies, would not have been made, you know. So I'm begging you out there, if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, please get a membership. It's $6 a month. It's not even six. $5.95, whatever. $5.95 a month. You get every Alex Jones picture ever made. You get the brand new Obama deception. You get me 3 hours a night, live on video. You get to see those news clips I'm playing. You get to see the articles. You get to see what I'm talking about, what I'm doing over here. How I really mean what I'm saying. This isn't an act. This isn't fun for me. You know, I love my job, but it's not fun for me to come into the office and find out that if I'm rocking an American flag on my hat or on my car, all of a sudden I'm some sort of a militia terrorist. That's not fun. It's not fun for me to have to explain to people that Bill Gates isn't the richest man in the world. The people that print the money have a lot more wealth, have a lot more infrastructure than Bill Gates is ever going to have. Folks, I'll be back tomorrow night. 9 to midnight. I got a little website now. It's theinfowarrior.com. I just want to thank all the listeners out there, and I want to encourage everybody out there to go check out the Obama Deception, download it, rip it, pass it out, and make it go viral tomorrow on YouTube and Google Video. God bless you all. See you tomorrow.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.